You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
And we're starting.
How do we tell people that we're starting?
The creative
by telling
intro.
Telling them that we're starting?
Yeah, that's the creative intro. It's like, huh? Every week it's the same. Like, how do we go into this whole, how do we start? So we've started. Thank you guys for checking out What's Up, Bro. I am Nery Sines, and with me is Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
So first of all, I want to apologize for not having an episode done last week.
I call it an unplanned, planned move.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. A lot of times we'll record late in the weekend, right? Because if Mike and I can't get together during the week, Monday through Friday, at some point or Saturday or Sunday, we'll get together and record. It came to a point where it got to Sunday. Because, you know, I was working at a lot of the improv that week. And then Mike was working. What are you working on, the CD, on my CD?
Yes, it is done. Great. We just have to put it up.
Awesome. Well,
there will be a time where you can buy Nery Sines.
Yeah, yeah. So I look forward to that. So thank you very much for that. And but we have to. Anyways,
the outcry was amazing.
With that said,
the outcry. Everyone was like, where's the rubro?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where is it?
So anyways, so with that said, I apologize for that. I wanted to put up something like just me saying like, hey guys, sorry, there's not an episode this week. Like, you know, something like a minute clip saying, hey, yeah, I'm sorry, there's not. But I realized that you're the one that puts it up. So I was like, I don't
know how to do this.
I don't know how to do this doohickey computer thingamajigger. So, anyways.
What'd you say?
Computer thingamajigger?
Jigger. Yeah. Never
mind. Ooh. Whoa.
I'm just sorry.
Hey. Hey,
that sounds like, wow, we've been gone for a week.
Yeah, like he never turned into a racist.
Damn.
Last week. I don't know. I could pinpoint it when it happened. So, first of all, let's get a couple things out of the way. All right, I want to get into the old school
pick of the week.
So here's the thing: we had a few of them that time.
It's kind of good that we had the week off because I got to watch a bunch of them. But
yeah, here's the thing: I couldn't find, without illegally downloading them, I couldn't find shit.
Yeah, they were tricky to find.
Dude, I went on Netflix, I went on Hulu, I went on...
Well, what were the picks? Let's break
it down. On Amazon. Well, the one pick that I really wanted to watch, because some of them I've seen before.
Right. Monster Squad was one of them.
I have it, I've seen it. And which brings me to a correction that my wife caught. I have said on a couple podcasts that the only movie that I ever bought on VHS and transferred over to DVD was Ninja 3 The Domination. In reality, she pointed out to me, she goes, no, you've done that for Monster Squad also. And it's very true. That's right, Monster Squad, I did that for Monster Squad.
My entire perspective on life has changed.
So so Monster Squad I already had seen. And Rhinestone I didn't want to watch.
Right. Fuck you, Ramon. I could not find that one, actually.
I think there's a reason. I gotta be honest here. Fucking Rhinestone. I'm like, I've known of the movie. I've always known of the movie. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, there's a reason why I don't want to watch it. There's really a reason
why. The only reason I would watch it is Dolly Parton.
I'm the other way around. Is that gay?
What?
And I'm like, the only reason I would watch it is Sylvester Stallone. That's the only reason.
I'm in for the Stallone.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, maybe she was hot back then, right? I mean,
I don't know, she just always has gigantic boobs.
Yeah, I'm not a boob guy, so I'm like, you're disgusting,
that's
lady.
That's where we differ.
You're disgusting.
You like Italian, man. Yeah. I like big boobs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's I'm not afraid to say it. That's I'm okay with that. And then the movie and then my pick was
I was a teenage zombie, which I could not find even illegally.
Yeah, illegally it would be. I think Amazon would be the only place to watch.
Yeah, like I was trying to find the streaming. Like I don't want to pay for a DVD or something or like.
It would be amazing if it was on DVD.
Yeah,
I would venture to say that it's not on DVD, but VHS. I know it would be on VHS.
But
You're good with the whole technology thing.
Yeah, I tried to get it. I tried to download it and I couldn't get find a good place that wasn't like. When you download online, you have to figure out where you're going to get your viruses and where you're not going to get your viruses.
Well, there's a DVD of I Was a Teenage Zombie, and you could buy two on Amazon. You could buy two new from $119.89.
Get the fuck.
So I don't know
here.
Why you just didn't jump on that one, Mike.
Yeah, no, let me just throw my $100+ down the fucking toilet for an old school pick of the week.
Old school pick of the week, $119. I mean, there's three used for $69, but I don't know if you want to go used.
Used for $69. No, I want that fresh, crisp quality of a wrapped DVD.
Which I don't understand why it's like, I was a teenage zombie in the search field. And the first one is the actual movie. Then there's the VHS, which you could buy for $32, which I think is a steal.
$32 for
I think
it's VHS? A steal.
Here's the thing,
what
though.
What is the rental copy?
Here's the thing. You gotta actually buy a VHS player, which might cost a little bit less than
$30-something.
A little bit less.
If you can find it. Now it's like a collector's item.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there's one used for $14. Or was it TNA Zombie, the VHS? Anyways, so it goes from that to Sleepers with Robert De Niro, Kevin Bacon, and Brad Pitt. And I'm like, what? And then the very next movie is Juno. And then
Amazon's got a fucking...
And then the next one after that was The Lost Boys. And then, which is a phenomenal old school pick of the week.
That's that one I've seen on like cable. I've seen every once in a while pop up on cable.
Yeah, but it's still great.
Was the girl from Juno in this movie in some way?
I have no idea. I don't think so. No, she can't be. She can't be born back then. That's fucking nuts.
I don't know. But why would again?
And then the next, but she wasn't in The Lost Boys.
No, but so, I don't know. Maybe there's something.
And then the very next movie is Hard Candy, which is a great movie. Did you
have
ever seen it?
I've seen it.
Fucking great.
Not a lot of people know about that movie, but that movie is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's Ellen Page in Hard Candy, and she plays
a girl that looks really young.
She does look really young.
She's one of those girls that will forever look like she's 18.
Ellen Page, she lures this person, this guy who she suspects to be a pedophile. Yeah. And then she takes her like her own justice or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great movie.
I watched the movie because it's called Hard Candy, and I watched the movie and it has Ellen Page on it, and I thought it was a porn or something. And I was like, what? Blockbuster has porn? I'm down for this.
Jesus.
But
no, so I didn't get to watch I Was a Teenage Zombie.
I really want to watch that movie again because it would be god awful. It would be one of those movies that's so bad that you're like,
I know.
So awesome.
But it sounds like, I wish, this is the time where I wish they would remake shitty movies and make them better. Not take good movies that were already good and reboot them.
Yeah, is the thing. You should take good ideas and good premises and make them better with the technology that you have nowadays with a bigger budget.
Or take an idea that wasn't really fleshed out right.
Right.
You know, like, wasn't really done.
Yeah, correct. Fleshed out. Zombie.
Oh, shit. That was unintentionally
funny. That's fantastic, buddy.
Fantastic.
So, which one did you see?
Which one was mine?
Okay, so you saw your movie. Here's the thing. I could not fucking find Prophecy. Right. I went to Netflix. I went to Hulu. I went to Blockbuster Online. I went all these.
Oh my God! You're missing
all these online services.
Held up so fucking great.
You wanna know how weird it is? Netflix has Prophecy Part 2 and Prophecy Part 3,
all of which have
Kevin Walken.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
No, not Part 1.
That's
and I'm like, you have Part 2 and Part 3. What the fuck kind of shit is this?
We only like sequels.
Yeah, we don't like sequels on Netflix. We don't do originals.
I tell you that I watched it again. Oh, bro, fucking holds up, man.
All right,
really does.
All right. So with that said, I watched
tearing open of hearts, pulling hearts. That Viggo Mortensen plays the devil. It's fucking
Viggo Mortensen.
Yes.
Viggo Mortensen. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fucking brilliant, man. That whole movie is great.
For some reason, when you said Viggo Mortensen, I thought of
Ghostbusters 2.
I thought of yes.
Viggo I thought it was. Give it to me, my amigo. It's like, no, don't taunt Vigo. Don't taunt Vigo.
I thought of the bad guy from Ghostbusters Part 2, the fucking bad guy in a painting. That's what I was thinking.
How the fuck is that?
I was like, Vigo's
a fictional character.
What I honestly thought is that the actor that portrayed that, and I'm like, I've never fucking seen that guy in my life. Like, if you took him out of that painting, I don't know what the fuck he looks like. I have no idea what that actor looks like. Who the fuck is that actor? Like, I just, for some reason, I cannot. And Viggo Mortensen's been in some pretty fucking huge movies.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? The guy from Ghostbusters 2? Like, that's just absurd. Oh, shit. Did you hear my pause? You should hear that. When you listen to it, you'd be like, what? You'd be like, yeah, Prophecy 2, there's some hard tripping and Viggo Mortensen's in it. And I go, what? Like, I was just confused. What?
Oh.
All right, so I couldn't find Prophecy. The movie that I did see, that I ended up buying, I actually bought it. I actually bought the movie the night that we recorded the podcast. Because John Wynn talks so highly of it.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow it from you.
Well, you still got to bring back Ninja 3, The Domination. Which, I'm sorry, you saw Part 3 before you saw Part 2.
Really?
But luckily, these storylines have nothing to do with the other.
Thank God.
So this is...
I'd be lost.
Yeah, you'd be lost in the craziness. So Revenge of the Ninja, which is the movie that John Wynn says is so much better than Ninja 3, The Domination. Now, I haven't seen Ninja 3 in a couple of years. Okay, you just...
I just saw it more recently. It's garbage. It's so bad. But in the best way.
Revenge of the Ninja is bad, dude.
Really?
And here's the thing. What John Wynn likes about it the most is the fact that there's ninjas. And there's a shitload of them. And so I give him that. I understand.
Ninjas.
Yeah, there's more
in
ninjas.
In Ninja 3, there was only
there's more of ninjas in actual Ninja Fatigue.
Which is fighting each other.
But in traditional Ninja Fatigue, which is important to John Wynn. I don't know if it's because of the Asian thing. No, but he brought it up a couple times. He's like, I didn't like Ninja Assassins because
they didn't dress
like ninjas. But they fought and they used ninja weapons and it was boring.
In all fairness, you're not a ninja unless you're dressed like a ninja. You just know how to fight like a ninja.
I disagree. I mean...
I think the ninja outfit is a lot... I'm with John Wynn on this one.
Okay, so with that said, here's my bishop... To take rook 6. This is
nice chess move.
Yeah, I know. Here's my move. What would you say about the turtles?
Oh, damn it.
Checkmate.
God damn. They're wearing the opposite. They're only covering their eyes.
Exactly. They only cover their eyes.
Like, oh, I can't. Oh, Jesus, a giant turtle.
Oh, it's a giant turtle. Are you the same giant turtle that used nunchucks? Dude, have you seen my eyes?
No, of course.
Oh, actually, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
Those other eyes. It's a six foot turtle. Remember that one? Remember that line from the movie? When Raphael jumps over the cab, he's like, what was that? Like 6 foot turtle in a trench coat.
Look like a turtle.
Looked like a six foot turtle in a trench coat. Anyways.
That was my favorite Casey Jones, actually. That guy, the guy who plays Casey Jones in the first Ninja
Turtles.
Wasn't
the same Casey Jones? Wasn't the same actor?
He is the guy in The Prophecy.
Yeah, but it was the same actor, and Casey Jones was the same actor. The only actress that was different was April.
April, right. Yeah, he's in all three.
Which they upgraded.
They
upgraded in April's. But when I was a kid, I hated the fact that they changed April.
Really?
And Part 2 came out, I was like, that's not fucking April.
You're like, who's this imposter?
I swear to God, I was like, who the fuck is... They expect me to believe that this bitch
is
April?
You're like an outraged child.
I swear to God, I was an outraged 9-year-old. I was like, who the fuck do they think they could just come in and fucking put any bitch in a yellow fucking... Get the fuck out of here. How dare you?
I was always upset. Actually, I was always upset in the movies that they never had her in the yellow jumps, the yellow coveralls. And she...
Every reporter needs to be in yellow coveralls at all times.
At all times.
Yeah. At all times.
I was always mad. They gave her, like, in the first movie, they gave her, like, a yellow raincoat at the beginning, and then they abandoned it. Like, it's like, that's not...
Because I was a little... I like the fact, because they can't put that in every fucking...
I know, but I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was a ridiculous movie
about turtles that have ninjutsu abilities.
Taught by a rat.
Taught by a mutant rat. Why is the rat old? Is my is what well, that was my problem with it. Like, why is he fucking old? Why can't
why he was older?
Yeah, why was he older?
Because they were baby turtles.
And he was a fucking baby mouse.
An adult rat. No, he was an adult.
And that whole story, like in the beginning,
look at me justifying it. Wait a minute. Yeah, yeah. You see what I just did?
Yeah.
I just justified the logic of a Ninja Turtle.
Clearly, he's older, Neri.
He's an adult rat. Come on. And they're baby turtles, so of course he's going to be
real,
old.
Obviously. What bothers
science?
Here's two things that I even as a kid I didn't like. I was like, wait a minute, the rat is a fucking he was a pet. What?
Yeah, they
taught him, and his master taught him martial arts, and he's fucking practicing martial arts. A rat, a real rat.
Yes, yeah, an actual rat
is practicing martial arts his cage.
He's not a super genius, right? No, he's just a regular rat.
He's just a regular rat, and I was like, no, that doesn't work with me. So
in the cartoon, I always thought it made a little more sense in the cartoon because he was a dude that was trained in martial arts, and then because he was around the rats in the sewers so much or something.
Yeah.
That's how he changed. That's why he changed. He was a man first, then became Splinter.
Which makes more sense.
I guess. When you think about it logically.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, people. Step up, producers.
But that same guy that plays Casey Jones was the guy, the protagonist to...
Well, I want to see the movie. I still want to see the movie, so don't talk too much about that one because I still want to see it.
Oh,
still.
I'm about to go online and just buy it. It really does hold up.
All right, so I'm watching Revenge of the Ninja, right? And here are my notes on Revenge of the Ninja because there was a couple of inconsistencies, right?
There were some things
that happened that was just too much for me not to. There's certain things that you could go, oh man, look at that guy. That guy doesn't look like he belongs in the scene, yeah. or whatever. Or their acting was cheesy.
Was it bad enough so that there were like boom mics in the shot?
No. I wish it was the problem. Here's the thing. I have in the back of my mind, I have John Wynn
telling me how
awesome it is. But I don't care if he says, bro, I love the movie and it was awesome. But what he says is the story was great.
Uh-oh.
And the story is shit.
Like, bring it down for us.
Shit. Like the story shit. And he's like, yeah, and it has. And he was like, oh man, it's great. And it has like Italian mob bosses. And I'm like, that's one of the worst things about the movie. Is the fact that there's an Italian mob boss in a ninja
super
movie.
Super stereotype.
But he's in a ninja movie.
Yes.
Like that's...
I love that it's fucking what, wrong.
Like that's like... That, those are two genres that do not go well together. And it's fucking absurd. Like it's just one of those things where I'm like, no. So here's... Okay. Let's start off with this. The acting was completely atrocious. It was just god awful, right?
A mess.
Right. But it's a ninja movie, so we're forgiven. That's completely forgiven.
Right.
The story is that this guy, he living in Japan. The movie begins in Japan. Starts off in Japan. An entire army of ninjas, it's a lot of ninjas. Killed one house. It was a regular family. They just killed one family.
A family of people.
Yeah, the mom, the wife. They killed this guy's wife. He wasn't there. He was like out walking with his quote unquote business partner or whatever the fuck.
Is this in modern times?
Yeah, this was like 1980. Modern when it was shot.
Modern 80s.
The actual 80s when it was supposed to be released. So the ninjas killed their entire family. He comes and starts whipping ass and starts killing ninjas. Very cool, right? Some of the fight sequences, you go, okay. Here's the thing, because I'm spoiled. Going, yes, thank you, thank you. That's the part that bothers me. It's like, let's take turns while there's 15 of us, but let's each one of us fight him at one at a time. Let's all take turns. Let's not go at him four at a time, for God's sake. God forbid.
God forbid.
Kris Kringle forbid. So then the business partner is like trying to convince him to go to America so that he could sell these handmade Japanese dolls, each one of them is handmade. It's like fine art. It's like one of these like, oh, you're gonna sell art. Like it's like art. It's like an art boutique type of setup.
What
so
weird.
Yeah.
God damn.
So then the baby.
This is the story that John Wynn says.
Yes.
Story.
Yeah. His son is spared because his wife puts him in some palm trees about 5 feet away from where she finally ends up being killed. So the ninjas, being the stealth assassins that they are, cannot find this.
They couldn't find a baby.
A baby. 5 feet away. Okay. From, all right. So whatever. That's, again, those are nitpicking. I'm just getting to.
You know, the ninjas right. are. They got their peripheral vision.
They got their horse. They got
their blinders.
They got the blinders on, and then just. So whatever. The grandmother survives too, and the grandmother was like, "I don't trust this man." Talking about her business partner. Her business partner is trying to be like, "Look, you just killed your entire family." Like, he has no kind of like. It was so cheesy. I think they were like, "Hey, why don't you move out to America?" And he's like, "My tradition is here. My family is here. I cannot leave my family." And then, you know, 2 seconds later, they see the ninjas, and the guy starts, you know, killing everybody. And so when everybody's, all the ninjas are dead, all his family's dead, the business partner goes, "Well, nothing is holding you back now, so why don't you go back?" Yeah. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
We show that we like, you can tell that it's just like a story writer's like, "Yeah, we need to get him out of fucking Japan."
Yeah, we need to get him out of Japan.
Just kill his family.
Just kill his entire family.
Make him a family man first. Then he kills his family. And then just destroy his own. Like,
yeah, alright, yeah. So then they do that. And his grandmother goes, "I don't trust this man." And he's like, "This is my friend. He's my partner. I trust him, whatever." Then they go to America, right? They show
speaking English.
Yeah, nice. These are the then they show the cliche-ish. No, they show the cliche-ish shot of the plane taking off, and then landing, and now we're in America.
Yeah.
So that
showing the passage of time. Here's the thing. Storytelling.
They put in the bottom 6 years later.
That was a long-ass flight.
Long flight. Wow. I think they stopped in Dallas a couple times.
Yeah, like, what
and they
happened?
Must have. So 6 years later, the kid is now a 6-year-old, right?
Would it be awesome if that's the island, like that plane crashed on
Lost.
And it's Lost. It's like, and then six years later. 6 seasons? Yeah. Lost.
Huh?
And then Revenge of the Ninja.
Huh? So then, alright, so then, enough with the silliness. Let's get back to the ninjas.
Yeah, let's get back to this amazing story.
So then, 6 years later, The kid gets into a fight because the other kids are trying to pick on him, right? And he's like,
so the dad
tiny.
Takes the kid.
The dad takes the kid with, obviously. Obviously, he's not going to leave them in the bushes. So he found them. You know, luckily, he was able to find them. And so they take him to America. The kid gets in a fight. That's a horrible fight scene. It's literally a bunch of like 8-9-year-olds fighting a 6-year-old. And it's the worst.
It's got the
choreography is just like, I'm like, what the fuck? So, whatever. At one point, the dad is talking, the main guy, the right, ninja, right. he trains his fine ass assistant. Dude, I fucking Googled this bitch because I was like, what else has she been in? Dude, I gotta see, dude, she has an amazing rack. It's the 80s, dude.
It's like, all about tits.
Yeah, just fucking nudity for no reason.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Wait, what was her name?
I don't remember her. The actress, I don't remember her name. I had it. I looked it up, but this is like, I already saw this like already a week and a half ago. Yeah. But she was like in 4 things and then disappeared and never did anything. And she's still alive, so she didn't even die or anything.
No,
because normally you're like, oh, you did only 4 things.
So she disappeared off the face of the earth.
So, she's fine as fuck.
Wow.
It's his assistant that he trains, and she doesn't charge him for being the assistant because her lessons are enough. Like, that's her thing. And she, like, madly in love with this guy. She's madly in love with the ninja.
Now we need to set up a love interest.
So we're setting up a love interest. Brilliant. But he can't because he's there on business. And he's there, like, to, like, his family comes first type of deal or whatever.
My wife was murdered.
And then he has to be vigilant of his child because they don't have any friends there. Because it's a strange country and they don't know anybody here in America.
Like
No, but he's like, just like, I can't be in a relationship because I gotta be taken care of. My main priorities are, you know, getting this art boutique that sells Japanese dolls that I make, getting it off the ground because I gotta make money for my family because we're still strangers in this land. And I'm like, it's been 6 fucking years.
Yeah.
What
how
the fuck?
Did it take you to make a friend?
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, why don't you have any friends, man? Maybe you should go out and just fucking talk to people, man. Like, it turns out that he has one friend who ends up being a cop, right? It's just kind of awful. Like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go scene by scene because it's gonna take the entire podcast. But I really want to, just for the sake of our time. These are the things that bother me. The white guy, the white American friend that brought him over to the country, he ends up being a bad guy. He ends up being the bad guy. He ends up being a white ninja. He was trained in the arts of ninjutsu, whatever the fuck. That he, this, the main dude doesn't know about. Completely off guard. The grandmother's intuition was correct.
I don't trust him.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Well, you listen to the old lady. Who the fuck does it?
Old Asian ladies know everything.
They know everything. You know how many dynasties they've lived through? Are you fucking kidding me? So then he goes out. That bitch is fine as fuck.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, at one point in the scene, like, Mike just showed me a picture of a scene of the movie.
Farrar.
So this chick...
Sounds made up.
She's his assistant. She actually betrays the main dude for, like, a couple scenes. Oh, but then it's because she's hypnotized by the white ninja's aluminum fucking mask. Whatever.
What?
Whatever. Wait. That's just aluminum mad. I'm telling
you. None of this, you sound high.
I sound like
you sound like you're fucked up and you just saw like you got like drunk
yes.
and you smoked a ton of weed and just watched 20 movies and just mashed them all together.
I agree. I sound as if I'm about to go make out with a fucking tree.
Yes.
Like I sound
like that.
And this is the part that bothers me about John Wayne's comment. You could tell me, dude, I love that movie, and I would take all of this shit with a grain of salt and be like, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that John Wayne, a fucking filmmaker himself, somebody who I respect his opinion, I respect
himself.
It, and like, and I'm just like, this is a bullshit movie. Like, this story's horrible. Like, if you just told me it was a ninja movie, I'm like, cool, I'm fucking down. Let's watch it.
Let's watch this
awesomeness, right?
But it really does sound like they just like Italian stereotypes.
Dude, ninja. Italian mob boss and the Italian mob boss in his gang, in his fucking crew. I swear to God, he has a Native American fucking chief. That he calls Chief, and the dude wears the tight blue jeans. He looks like the Indian from Mortal Kombat.
No.
That's what the fuck he looks like without the war paint. But he looks just like he carries tomahawks with him.
No.
I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. And he works for the Italian mob.
Why does
this? Thank you. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And his name, his character's name is Chief. They fucking call him Chief, man. And he's like, Chief, make sure you get those dolls. And I'm like, what? Oh, the whole doll thing ends up being a cover, like that. They got the white business partner to smuggle heroin. That's what that shit was.
Of course, heroin.
And I'm like, all right.
It can't be cocaine because everybody loves cocaine.
I think it was cocaine. Actually, as a matter of fact, I don't remember what it was. Maybe I don't know.
Cocaine,
whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Cocaine.
Whatever. Cocaine, heroin. Who gives a shit? So the Italian mob boss, he's equipped with two tomahawks. I'm in fucking awe of this, right?
The best part about that, I'm looking at the IMDb, and only like four guys in the cast have pictures on their IMDb profile.
Who the fuck? That guy.
This guy.
All right, so now I want to show you. I want to show you the fight scene. It's a 3-minute fight scene, right? And I'll show you the fight scene.
Can we post a link to this?
We'll post a link to this. But I want to show you the fight scene. It wasn't the last. It wasn't the final scene, which. I mean, the internet raves about it. If you pull up Revenge of the Ninja fight scene, everybody's like, the best fight scene ever. The best ninja fight scene. And I'm like, no.
Guys.
Stop it.
Let's be real.
Let's come on. So let me show you the clip. This isn't the last fight scene. This is the one where they're trying to find out information on where the main dude and the cop. And I forget his name. What was his name? Shokosugi, whatever.
Shokosugi's the main
ninja. Yeah, he's the main ninja. He's trying to find information. He's trying to find information on where to find his son, right?
Okay.
So he brings his cop buddy, and his cop buddy goes, "I know these guys. They're thugs, and maybe they know something. If anything illegal is happening, they know about it, right?"
Of course.
All right. So let me.
Okay.
Here we go.
Attention, WooBro listeners. I cannot describe the awesomeness of this fight scene. And the audio does not do it justice. So, check the description for the link, and be amazed!
I like the fact that this whole fight, was with a dude and his cop friend. Like, this is a cop going like, let's just fucking do old school street justice and fucking fight.
Beat the shit out of some thugs.
Yeah, and beat the shit. They didn't end up getting any information. Nothing.
Like,
the whole fucking scene ended.
I want some information. No. All right, we're going to beat the shit out of you.
One guy is going to take a fucking shot at me with a gun. Then my friend, I'm the cop, my friend's going to fucking throw a ninja star on his hand. pin his hand to a fucking a wooden post, and then they're gonna walk away. Not arrest the guy who fucking shot at them.
I cannot. This is amazing.
And I'm just like, again, all this would have been great if John Wynn hadn't prefaced it with, great story. I'm like, no.
Wow. So what's your, do we have a ranking system?
No, I would still, I'm still glad I bought it because it really did bring back memories of my childhood and it was $7 on Amazon.
Like, so basically really, your opinion on it is different than John's, but you like it.
I like the movie, but I like it for entirely different reasons. I like it.
You like it for the badness.
I like it, well, not only that, but I like it because the ninja scenes were actually cool and it is, you know, whatever. The couple things that disappointed me in it were the fact that the main ninja guy, he's a white ninja, right? And he had the aluminum mask on, and this shit drove me fucking crazy. And then the main, another thing that bothers me, the main ninja, his uniform, his ninja uniform, has like the family crest on it, but the family crest has red and blue on it. And it's like a swan or some shit. And I'm like, why the fuck is it? And it's like a huge patch. And I'm like, that's,
so it's like, that's pretty visible.
Completely. Like, you're misinterpreting the whole point of ninjas. Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole in the shadows.
No, I don't see him except for the, I see a patch I over there.
Is that a swan?
I don't see a guy. Is that a red and blue swan?
Is that a red and blue swan? What's going on? Why is that red and blue swan moving around?
Yeah, it's weird. It's floating in midair.
I'm dead. So, coming from John who said, oh, I don't like ninja assassins because they didn't get a ninja outfits. Anyways, there's a new movie called Ninja that was in, like, 2010. Came out in 2010. I didn't know about it. I saw it on Netflix. It has, like, it's basically the quality of this movie.
But in 2010?
But the quality of this movie, meaning the acting.
Oh, okay. It's a B movie.
It's a B movie. The acting is god awful.
Yeah.
B, you're upgrading this shit. B movie at best. And the acting, but the action is really good. It's like what you would, like we were talking about, like upgrade an old movie, like with today's technology. That's what they did with this movie.
But was it, is there any famous people in it?
No.
Nah, it's just a bunch
of didn't you just hear me just say ninja in 2010? Not even ninja assassins, are there any famous people in that fucking movie?
No, but that's okay. Every once in a while, I'll watch. Actually, all right. We'll get to my pick this
week. So what's your pick this week? So anyways, I'm still recommending Revenge of the Ninja. It's fun. It's a really fun movie, and if you were a kid in the 80s, you most likely saw this, and I still recommend it. It was still fun. But just be aware that John Wynn, and I wish I had him here to be able to, like, you know, and he told me, he goes, I texted him when I bought it. I'm like, I'm watching Revenge of the Ninja right now. And then he was like, dude, it's so awesome. And unlike Ninja 3, it actually has nudity in it. And he's very right.
Very true.
They have fucking scenes of nudity for no reason. That chick was in that picture that you had up, that you pulled up on the internet.
Yeah.
She was tied up to the hot tub as, like, that was her punishment. You know when the villain, like, does something
he
like...
tied her up to
it? Yeah,
like,
tied her up to it, like...
What the hell is she? You think we're in that long? She's gonna pass out, you know?
That's what I'm saying. That's what... That was his evil plan. You know, Austin Powers is... like, Dr. Evil was like, do we have sharks with laser beams on them? His plan was, I'm just gonna put her in a regular hot tub. Just tie her up.
Let her die.
She's gonna dehydrate slowly but surely.
I'm leaving now
and I don't plan on being back for another 4 hours, which is about 20 minutes more than I should leave you in here, because it's gonna take about 3.5 hours for you to fucking die instead of me just putting a bullet in you. But I still recommend the movie. I really do. Like, I'm making fun of it. But it's fun. It's a fun movie, and if you saw it in the 80s, you're gonna love it. Right. So what's your pick this week?
Well, I'm torn now because I used to watch a lot of anime. Like, I used to be into that stuff, like, when I was a
kid. Anime, like the cartoon anime, like Pokemon anime.
Like, not Pokemon, but there's a lot more like cool shit there.
I agree. I disagree.
You just, you don't like,
I don't like anime. I don't like anime because they cheat. They use forms of my brother's an animator. My brother's a cartoonist.
Yeah.
They use forms to cheat. They do like freeze frames on the one face for like 5 seconds.
And they just move the mouth.
And then they don't even move the mouth. They just do sounds.
It's limited animation.
And I think it's cheating animation. I think it's
kind of what Hanna-Barbera was.
Well, yeah, but Hanna-Barbera was done in the 60s and was done with a skeleton crew as opposed to anime, which is done now. And
still think that there's a lot of it that's very impressive.
I think the stories are really cool.
Yes.
But anyways, go ahead, continue. So, give me your pick.
I have to.
What the fuck? Can you just save another pick? Can you just save another pick for another week?
Anime one.
Okay. Well, you could if you wanted to.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna use it.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I just disagree. Jeez.
There was a movie called, and it's sticking with the ninja theme. It's called Ninja Scroll, and it's. A lot of my friends, when they first get into anime, this was a movie that they saw. But it's basically this guy. He's walking around. And he's a samurai, and he has to fight like all of these. It's just like there's a series of bad guys that all have like weird powers. Like there's this one guy that he's like made of stone, like he's like rock, and he carries around this huge sword. And there's another guy that has like a nest of hornets in his back, mm-hmm. like he controls the hornet. Like it's just like one of these weird animated things that I thought was super fucking funny. Like it was really good. Like I loved that was like my first exposure into anime, and it was awesome, man. I just really liked it. And there's one of the parts of the story. And actually, the first time I saw like cartoon tits.
The first time I saw that was Heavy Metal. That was the first. Yeah, yeah. And I told you we've talked about that before. That I was like, cartoons have never made me feel this way.
Yeah,
this is a different. This is a different like. This is
a different.
This is a different like.
But yeah, no, it was the first time. And then at one point, this is not a spoiler alert, but there's a woman, the female like lead in the story. She has a poison vagina. Like, you can't have sex with her because then...
every woman has a poison vagina.
It will poison. Like, that's how a guy died. And it's, like, really hyper-violent. People's heads get cut off and people get arms chopped off. It was one of my favorite, like, stories, and it was kind of a cool...
All right, so that's your old-school pick of the week.
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. But that's just me because I don't like anime, and I'm just... being real.
I challenge you to watch it. All right. I didn't like Enemy Mine.
But you didn't watch it.
I know.
So
I tried. Hey, alright, you try to watch it. Just try to
watch it. Alright, I'll try to watch it. I kind of hate the fact that you picked a ninja movie because I purposely put the gap of I was a teenage zombie.
So that you could do another
So that I could movie? Do another but it's not a ninja movie, but it's not a ninja movie.
Okay.
So my pick is The Last Dragon.
The Leroy...
Yeah, Leroy Green.
Yeah, what's
Yeah, name? Yeah.
Show Enough. Oh, my God.
So, I bought this movie, my friend.
Oh,
I was watching... God. This movie I was watching yesterday, and I tweeted...
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, Bruce Leroy. Well,
that's what it was.
But they only call him Bruce Leroy in the first scene, But his name is Leroy Green. His character's name is Leroy Green. And I don't want to review it right now because I already seen it, but I'm so tempted to review it. Because I saw it yesterday. I'm telling you.
No.
I'm so tempted to review it again, but I'm going to tell you, I just love that fucking movie. I love that fucking movie. There's a couple things. Like, I took notes on it.
Is it good?
Dude, okay. After watching Revenge of the Ninja. After watching. Look, listen. No. I'm being honest. This is what I told my wife. After watching Revenge of the Ninja and watching Ninja 3 The Domination, even though I didn't see it, but I saw enough clips on the internet that I remember, you know, whatever. And I watched a couple of the old school movie picks that we've done, and they're 80s, they're cheesy, you know, whatever. This was the first movie, and Sneakers was like one of those, like it was a really great movie when it came out, so yeah. It should hold up, is what I'm saying. But when I watched The Last Dragon, I was so excited because I was like, I'm gonna be excited. Because of the cheesiness of this movie. Like, it's gonna be one of those, like, yeah, it's gonna be.
Oh my god, it's gonna be.
And there was one scene in the movie in the very beginning where I was like, yes, this is the kind of shit that I'm fucking talking about. They're watching a movie in the movie theater, and again, apparently it is Harlem in the 80s. And they're watching a movie theater, and people just start fucking. People are loud talking, right? Again, Harlem, very stereotypical, which I tend to believe.
For people who don't know, this is like Leroy Green. It's like the black kung fu movie.
Yeah, it's a black.
This is a black exploitation kung fu movie.
But anyway, yeah.
So it's all black cast.
No, they have Asian cast too. They have Asian cast.
Of course, a mix of kung fu. Yeah. And then the whole premise.
But they have like real Asians, not like.
I watch it. I don't remember it.
All right. So here's the thing. It's like it's. So I'm watching the movie, and there's one scene in the movie theater in the beginning where they start playing the huge boombox, right in the middle of the aisle, and they stop pop locking.
Yeah!
Boom!
In the movie theater!
In the movie theater, in the aisle. And people are like, oh. While the movie's playing, and then the movie that's playing is a Bruce Lee movie. It's a real Bruce Lee movie.
Of course.
And then like, and they start pop locking. Oh, shit!
You probably see what I'm seeing.
And right I'm now, like, guys. and I'm like, why the fuck is... They're not somebody calling an usher. Why is not an usher?
So this big fat dude
comes and literally jumps on the boombox and breaks it, and everybody claps. Oh, thank God! That's crazy. I think that was the one scene in the movie that I was like, this is the crazy cheesy 80s shit. The rest of the movie is really fucking good.
Wow.
Listen to me. I saw this yesterday. The rest of the movie is really fucking good. There's obviously cheesy elements. There's some cheesy elements. There's obviously some 80s, like, oh, you know, you can point out the hairstyle. You can point out whatever. The bad guy is clearly a fucking caricature almost, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a really good movie.
You were genuinely... The
acting was really...
ironically.
No, I was not enjoying it ironically. Wow. I was like, this is a... And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm almost disappointed.
Yeah, you're like, shit, I wanted to laugh at this more.
And I'm like, I'm not laughing. I'm rooting for this motherfucker. I'm like, get him, Leroy. Get this motherfucker right here. Like, I was like, really like... I was like, dude. And then the Golden Globes. Damn it, man. Shit. There's a rumor on the internet that Samuel L. Jackson is going to remake it. And I'm just like fucking flap, just like fucking just jerking off to him mentally at that idea. But in the movie, they mix like everything 80s. So they mix black exploitation,
right.
They mix the martial arts, which is really big in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And then they mix music, like music videos. Like the main chick, wow. The main chick in the movie, the love interest, she is a hot disco DJ. Like that, and she's famous around the area or whatever. That if she plays your music video, it's like a Soul Train type of deal.
Oh.
So she's the host. And she...
Like a VJ.
Yeah, she's like a VJ, but, you know, just for the club, not on TV. Well, actually, they do air it on TV, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So she's a VJ, and then they played... she goes in introducing the character. They're introducing what she does. So she's right. Like, oh yeah, this is the next my pick of the week, right? She's like, oh, and I was like, oh, pick of the week, that's cool. So my pick of the week.
Came up with that. We invented
that. We invented
so
that shit. My pick of the week, and she introduces, she introduces, the barge. Did you ever see? That's a commercial for it. So yeah. That's a commercial for
some
YouTube shit on before you play the videos on YouTube.
Oh, God,
now
you know,
apparently.
And that's bothering the shit out of me lately, man. Where it's in front of every video, they play a fucking commercial. All right, we'll get to that.
All right, so the bar is it starts playing. What?
Oh, yeah.
But
this is the YouTube
movie. This is the cool video. This is not the video that they were playing in the movie The Last Dragon.
When it feels the world is on your shoulders,
okay.
And all of the madness.
Here's my first surprise. I love this song, but I have it on my iPhone, iPod. I've had it on my iTunes forever. And here's my first surprise when I was watching this movie yesterday. I was like, that's a guy? The barge is a guy? I thought I swear, Mike. Listen to this. Does it not sound like a? That's a chick voice. Close your eyes.
Step out into the street. All
that sounds like a chick.
It's right there and
I was like, what? The whole time. Yeah. This the chorus is the part that I'm like. What the fuck? Everybody in this video is gay, by the way. Everybody in the barge is fucking gay. Like, this is the most... You know what this looks like? Yeah. That's their girlfriend. Not their girlfriend. That's their girlfriend. Yeah, this video is like the epitome of if you watch the Chappelle show, the skit, the Charlie Murphy stories, where he's like everybody in the 80s was dressed like really fucking gay.
Yeah.
This is the epitome of that shit. Yeah. Dude, this guy is fucking flaming. Oh, shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Don't you ever talk bad about the CVB. Shut your fucking mouth. Hold on. Wait, and then I really want to get to the end of this fucking song because he really gets crazy with it. I'm fucking loving this song. Hear my dog in the back. Dude, everybody's so gay.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. This is it. This is right here. Oh no, no, no. Fuck. I'm telling you. There's too much going on. But yeah. But they're looking at their male counterparts. Woo! I fucking love this song, man. So I'm watching The Last Dragon. This shit pops up. I'm like, oh shit! The greatest movie of all fucking time. I'm going on the record right now. Fucking Oscar snub. Fucking they got snubbed for a fucking Oscar. Listen. Listen, listen. Did you hear that?
I'm gonna get this.
Woo! That's a fucking dude, man. Oh.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, remember that? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that song. Oh, damn. I don't remember that song. Don't you ever talk bad about CVB. Ever. Don't you ever in your fucking... Watch your fucking mouth right now. Watch your mouth right now. Watch your mouth. I saw that man live in concert. Telling you right now. Watch your fucking mouth. I saw him mow my lawn that day and then he went to concert.
You
want to
know what I saw him? I saw him live last year.
I saw,
in July.
But I saw him live, I would say like maybe...
By accident.
I saw it like 6 or 7 years ago. I went to the Kings of Freestyle concert. It was in a fucking club in Fort Lauderdale.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. And it was... Yeah, but... Then he took me out to his car to fucking sell me his CD.
Out of his trunk.
Yeah, out of his trunk. And it's kind of a sad moment.
Look.
Because I do that.
Yeah.
Like, as a comic. But I haven't been on MTV. Like, I haven't been on National. Like, he was at the fucking... He peaked.
He was super big time.
Yeah, big time. So... If you don't know who I'm talking about, just turn off this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I don't even want your listenership.
Fuck you.
No, but if you don't know who I'm talking about, Stevie B, look him up.
Was
freestyle.
Was Stevie B a high
pitch, dude? No, it wasn't. Yeah. What? Oh, shut your fucking trap. Yeah, that's not high pitch. At no point when you're hearing that in your iPhone, you never thinking to yourself. Oh, that's a chick.
Nope.
That's the barge is clearly a fucking that voice sounds like a chick, man.
It does sound very effeminate. Yeah.
Very.
I knew it was a dude.
Like I was like, whoa, all right. That's.
But first of all,
did he not look a lot like how Michael Jackson ended up looking?
Yes. He looks like that weird in-between race with a weird mustache.
Well, he looks like that... it's called Puerto Rican, first of all. Second of all...
Why is it Puerto Rican?
I don't know. But you said in-between race. That's Puerto Rican. That's called Puerto Rican. That's what that's called. Or Dominican. One of those two. It's Puerto Rican.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, Dominican's black. Let's be real.
But that's the whole thing, is that you can't figure out what he is. Like, what race he could be.
You can't even figure out if he's a man or a woman.
It's so in between everything.
He's a pat of music.
He's the pat of music.
He's the fucking pat of music.
Oh, he's just destroyed my brain. Oh my god! But first of all, I'm not knocking this. This is a great fucking song.
No, that song was a shit. I am not knocking. Listen to me when I'm telling you this, right? hold your tweets. I am not making fun of the song. The song is a shit. I fucking love the song. That should, that's, you know what? There's half of the people were upset because they thought I was making fun of the song. They're like, I'm going to fucking say, hey, fuck you. That's a cool song.
Yeah.
And then the moment I said, hey, I'm not making fun of the song, it's a great song. The other half are like, oh, hell no. I got to make fun. I got to make fun of this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, we're going to get both responses.
Yeah, we're going to get both.
Shit.
But this song is shit.
I love this song. But the like, it encompasses so much of the 80s, like it was just that of that time, that literally, like, the DeBarge, you don't know if he's black or white or Latino, whatever, you know, mix of all three. You don't, and again, he's got that real androgynous, you know, feminine man thing, you know.
You don't know if you want to be with him or
no, but like,
or
he's be in
with him.
Exactly.
Like, right, you know?
Like you're like, man,
you want to hang out? You want to do something more? Because I don't know if I'm against it. If you do, I mean, if you just want to hang out, I'm cool with that. But if you want to do something more, I don't know if I'm down with it. But
like,
I wouldn't be opposed to it, I guess.
Hat of music, holy shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That is the best thing you've said.
So the last Dragon, great fucking movie. I'm telling you right now, I was disappointed about how cheesy it was not.
Wow.
I was like, fuck, I wanted more. There was a couple, there's a couple things that are in there that are cheesy. But you want to talk about story. That's a real fucking story. There's a real story. Real acting, I'm like, yeah, this is very good. Yeah, this is
like you like it's of the time. Like you expect it to be bad because from the 80s.
Yeah,
but it's like, fuck, this is good 80s.
Yeah. Like even if you watch something like Material Girl with Madonna.
Yeah,
it's very 80s, and you're gonna say, oh wow, this is cheesy because it's 80s, but it's still an 80s movie done well.
God,
if that makes sense, but. Last
Dragon. You just wrecked my brain with DeBarge and the Pat of music. Like, you can't get past it. That's just fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. So, The Last Dragon, I think, is a great movie. Which, again, it's just fucking great, man. I bought it on Amazon, and it's worth the buy. I would say it's worth... I'm telling you right now.
At least I know what my tweet of the week is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be DeBarge is the Pat of
the
music.
The Pat of music. So, make sure you check that out. By the way, we are now, WooBro is now on Stitcher. If you guys don't know what Stitcher is an app that you can download on either your Android phone or your iPhone.
It's a podcast, like, directory. Like,
yeah, it's all podcasts are on there, so you could just download this. So you can stream, you can download the app, and then you can stream any podcast,
but
WooBro first, and WooBro is now on there because you have to submit an application. You have to go through a process.
Yeah, man, they picked us up, which was pretty awesome.
So it's pretty awesome. So you could pretty much listen to us wherever you go now. So there's no excuse, people. Now at this point, subscribe, go to iTunes, Stitcher. So it's all on there. So that's my pick of the week. All right, so
Last Dragon and Ninja Scroll. So. We'll review those next week. At least I'm literally gonna go watch The Last Dragon like tonight, like tomorrow, as soon as I can, because that sounds fucking great.
Yeah. All right. So here's what we got going on. Now that we got the whole movie thing out of the way, because I wanted to get that out of the way first.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk about a couple of things. All right. There is the Groupon that I sent you earlier today.
Yes.
Now, the Groupon is... Explain what the Groupon is.
The Groupon is for a photo shoot. You know, and they do that often. And you pass it, you know, like, I'm like, all right, I got my headshots done that way, actually. Like, I just bought
with
a Groupon
for
photos, and they just took some nice pictures of you with a professional photographer, a professional studio. But this one has a twist, because this is a superhero costumed photo shoot.
Awesome.
I can't wait to do it.
You bought it?
I did indeed. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's I told my wife, I showed my wife, right? And she goes, I just posted this on your Facebook. I didn't know that. Like, we literally simultaneously, I got emailed to me by Groupon. I copied the link to you first. We had the conversation, like,
yes.
Oh man, I almost want to get it, and I said, I got it, and then you said, I'm getting it then, we should take a camera to record for
a web
episode.
Boom.
So, I then send the same link to my wife, and she goes, oh, that's funny, I literally just posted this to your wall on Facebook, and she said, you and Mike should do it, and should record an episode, a podcast episode on it.
We have to do it.
And so then I sent her a screenshot of our conversation via text, and she goes, you guys are fucking losers. I'm like, fuck you.
It's gonna be fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be great. So
I'm gonna film it.
Yeah. So it's gonna be great. then I wanted to talk about, so that's gonna look forward to that. Is what I'm trying to say. God. That's what I wanted to bring it up because I want to say look forward to that. Which brings me to another topic that I had earlier this week. I sent out a text and an email and I posted a fucking tweet and a Facebook on my Facebook page saying I want to get a group of people together to watch the Avengers and watch it in full fucking costume.
Yes.
Right? And here's the thing. I told my wife about that. This idea. I go, I want to watch the full costume. She goes, well, have fun with whoever you go with. And then I go, fine, I will. And she told me this. A lot of times she goes to me, who are you going to ask? I go, oh, I'm going to invite the guys, the franchise. She goes, you should ask Mike. And I go, I don't need to ask Mike. I know Mike will be down. Like, I know there's no need to ask Mike. Nope. This is me saying this to her. I'm like, I don't need to ask Mike. She's like, but you should ask him. I'm like, listen to me when I'm telling you. I have to convince the franchise. I have to fucking beg them and like mind fuck them to be able to get over their look at me, I'm cool type of shit. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
yeah. The franchise pick all the good ones.
And then, well, I have to be Captain America because I already have the costume. So I would have to be Captain. I like literally.
Wait the fuck
up. I already have the costume.
Why do you have a Captain America costume?
Because Halloween passed. And I was yeah, what the fuck? What are you?
Never mind. Yeah. You win.
Me and the wife like to get kinky sometimes. I like to role play.
Captain America needs to.
Sometimes I need to, plant my flag.
Dehydrate.
So then.
That'd be weird. That's what you call it.
Yeah, all right. That's what I call my wife's vagina. That's my wife's vagina's Hydra.
On the Red Skull.
There's like fucking 50% of people that don't know what the fuck he's like. No. Red Skull, what is he talking about?
And a good percentage of people are gonna figure out like, why is that dirty?
Why is that is that bad? Is that?
Funny.
So I told my wife, I go, I don't need to ask Mike. I know Mike is down. I need to convince the franchise. So I fucking posted. I sent them an email. The couple of people that did reply, because when they're not down for something, they just don't reply.
They just don't.
Then the couple of people that did reply, they're like, yeah, I'm not sure about the whole costume thing. All right, bro, that should be fun. And then my friend Harold started sending me pictures of like dudes who like group of friends who like dress up together, and like, and they all look completely nerdy. But I'm like,
yeah.
That's fucking fun though.
Yes.
Like it's stupid and nerdy and childish, but it's fun. Like let go of your fucking like we're grown ass men. We don't need to, like, we're not in high school anymore where we gotta like, oh no, what are other people gonna think of me? I don't give a fuck.
I've
it's
given
fun
up on trying to look cool.
Yeah, here's the thing, I've never really been into, because I've always been fat, so I never had the illusion that I look cool.
Exactly.
Ever.
I'm with you.
And then I'm like, so even when I was wanting to look cool back in high school, so I'm like, I wanna look cool, you know, I've never been afraid. Dude, I used to wear a Lion King shirt that I fucking in like my freshman year of high school. Granted, not the smartest move in the world, but I wore two fucking Lion King shirts all the fucking time.
The Lion King was awesome. Who gets a shirt?
It was great, and I was, you know, whatever. Anyways,
you have to tell, look.
I said I posted a thing on Facebook, and my friend was like, and crickets. Like nobody, and he's like, nobody laughed. And I was like, the fucking saddest part about that post is that I was not joking. I was seriously, and you put seriously in caps. I was seriously not joking.
Yeah,
I was so not down. We had one friend, we had one fan who she says she's down, but
yeah,
she's gonna wear, she's gonna wear her Wonder Woman costume, and she's phenomenally hot and she's stunning.
She can wear whatever the fuck she wants.
No, I disagree.
I'm just saying she's allowed to wear whatever. She's cute.
I don't want her to be part of the group if you're going to be fucking dressing in DC shit.
Make her. Clearly not. Wait.
No.
Like I didn't even think that she would go as one.
No. You don't go with us to watch the movie. That's the whole point. She replied to that and be like, I'm down. I'll go with you guys. I'll bring my Wonder Woman costume. And I'm like, whoa.
It's like, first of all, you're crossing up universes.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Second of all,
we're not doing a crossover here.
Yeah, this is not,
let's be real.
Yeah.
So she will
make her.
I mean, if she wants to dress like that for some other movie, yeah, I'm fucking down with that. Yeah, it's great.
She just wants to come to a show dressed as Wonder Woman.
So I wanted to dress up. So nobody, me and you, are the only ones that. So I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking dress. It's not gonna be two dudes going to the movie because that's just fucking
like
sad. Then we look fucking horrible, right? So I wanted to get more people into it. All right. So if you guys are listening to this before May 4th, because we're gonna go watch the movie on May 4th.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening to this before May 4th. Yeah, you have 4 days to tweet us and let us know if you're down, man. I'm serious. I'm fucking down.
I'm down.
It doesn't have to be on May 4th. I'll do it on any other day that's not May 4th if you can't do it on that Friday.
Yeah.
But let us know before May 4th because we're gonna go on May 4th anyways.
We're going on May 4th.
So Anthony Jeselnik, which I worked with last week.
Yeah, super awesome.
Super awesome guy. Wow. Super funny. Super awesome. But as a dude, like, he has, like, very offensive, like, one-liners. So I was very hesitant. I didn't know how he was going to be as a person.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be his character on stage. And to a certain degree, he was. Like, it was still him. But he was very nice, and he was very approachable, especially to to other comics.
Yeah, like, I just went to hang out. I was not performing. I had no business at there just as a guest. Like,
yeah, you're
I was
a just, comic. You're a comic.
And I was just hanging out. I really wanted to see Anthony Jeselnik.
Really funny, super funny dude.
I don't do that. Like, I like... And here's the thing. I talked to him about this. He was nice enough to talk to me about it, where I don't do that style of comedy, so I love watching people that are outside my
wheelhouse.
Yeah. So I actually just went up to him and said, "Hey, man, what's up? That was really funny." And he was like, "Great, man, awesome." It threw me off for like the first 5 minutes of talking to him, because I was expecting his stage persona to be that, like his offstage persona. He was just super, super fucking down.
We were talking about the whole sending out the tweet about, hey, let's go watch a movie dressed up in character.
Right.
And he told this great story. He said that he worked not too long ago. He said, this is not too long ago that this happened. It's already been a couple years ago that this happened. He said he worked at a movie theater. And at that time, he's not sure if it was Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3.
Right.
But he knows that it's the same time that the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. Was it Fahrenheit?
What are you talking about?
The Twin Tower movie. What was the Twin Tower movie name? There was a couple of Twin Tower movies.
World Trade Center was the one with Nick Cage.
But there was another one.
Flight 93?
No. I forget which one it was. But I want to say, like... maybe not.
The one with the plane where the terrorists.
It's not United, but it's World Trade Center, whatever the fuck it is, okay. Right? So he's telling me about he's telling me that he worked at the movie theater, and he says, I remember like it was yesterday, this dude in full Spider-Man costume, like full, like authentic Spider-Man shit, like it looked like a fucking
like
badass costume.
Some money.
Yeah. He said he went up to the window in with his mask and everything, and looked up over Anthony's head. And going, like, looking at the movie times, and goes, yeah, one for Spider-Man. And he goes, yeah, it's sold out. And the guy goes, oh. And then he looked around for like 2 seconds, looked around, and goes, one for World Trade Center.
New York.
Yeah,
World Trade Center.
Yeah, he's like,
I need to be in New York City.
He's like in fucking full Spider-Man, like, gear, and he's like, one for Spider-Man. Sold out. Well, that guy just looked again, just started looking. And you got a picture of this fucking Spider-Man looking like, what movie do I want to see? And he goes, one for World Trade Center. And I was like, holy shit. And I'm sure somebody's going to find out what movie it was. It was a World Trade Center movie. And I'm not sure if it was World Trade Center itself. It might have been, but I know for a fact that it was World Trade Center movie. And it came out at the same time as either Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3. But right. That Anthony Jeselnik doesn't remember itself. But I know exactly what it was. But I thought that was
could
fucking
you
hilarious.
You work up, like, if we go watch The Avengers, like, we're ready to go watch The Avengers, we're in full fucking.
Oh, no, I pre-purchased my tickets,
yeah,
I don't fuck
but
around.
Like, but let's say, like, we show up and, like, oh, the projector for The Avengers is broken.
Yeah.
And we show up in full costume, we're like,
5-year engagement? Yeah. Let's get, how many of us, 12 for a 5-year engagement? We're going to get 12 Avengers. Avengers!
Avengers!
Assemble!
Assemble for 5-year engagement! Like, we're all just standing there, like, or if we just walk up and we're just like, no, we're going to go watch, whatever the fuck else is out.
Yeah, we're like,
Hey, you guys here to see The Avengers? No.
No, 5-year engagement. We're here for 5-year engagement. That'd be a phenomenal, like, you know, one of those Michael Bay walks where you see the group walking in slow motion. And it's like 7 for 5-year engagement. That'd be fucking great.
Man.
All right. Hey, really quick. My friend from California, franchise member from California, asked a really great question. Really tough. I thought it was a tough question.
Okay.
This is this week's Mount Rushmore.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What's your Mount Rushmore video games? Oh, yeah. That's the reaction I had too, my friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I had the same fucking reaction. I go, oof.
Goddamn.
You know, it's a good question. All you could do is make noises. Oof.
Well... No.
This is the one Mount Rushmore. Usually, in my Mount Rushmores, I've usually, when I make my picks, even when other people make their picks, I've usually not been swayed. I think maybe, for the sake of argument, I've been swayed once before on other Mount Rushmores. But this one was the one where every time somebody mentioned another game, I was like, okay.
I'm doing that in my brain right now. Yeah, like, maybe I can't even get a title out before I think of another title.
Yeah.
That should be there.
But just to let you know, I know that I don't give you any warnings of this. I don't prep you on this. But these are all surprises to me when I get them. Hence why I do it to you. Right. But I thought of my answer quicker than what you're thinking of already. I came up with my gut. It took me a little while in my head. Yeah, I wrote mine down.
Okay. Let me work this out. Let me feel it out. Because, all right,
do you want me to tell you mine, or do you want to?
No, I don't want you to sway my opinions.
Okay.
Now, I have different tastes than you.
Yeah.
Are we going by games that we played the most, or games that we thought were the best? Like, just...
No, you're Mount Rushmore. What the fuck, like, man?
Why are you trying to narrow it down?
I'm like, what? That sounds like the same.
All right.
Like, games that I thought were the best and games that I played the most, they should be the same.
Yes and no.
I mean, we're always... The ones when we were real young, we're always going to have played more.
Yes.
Because as kids, you could fucking beat a game 15 times.
God damn it, I'm thinking of so many right now. Chris Kringle, sorry.
By the way, for those of you who don't know...
is the replacement for the GD or the Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's just and the reason why, if you guys don't know, is if you guys are new listeners, Mike is an atheist. I am not. I am a believer. And Mike is the nice kind of atheist where he's like, I don't believe in it. If you believe in it, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. But the part that for me, especially when somebody says the JC, like, oh, Jesus Christ.
The JC is worse than the GD?
To me, if you're an atheist, yes, because you don't believe in him. So you're saying somebody's name that you don't believe in. So it's like, now you're doing a double whammy where I'm like, wait a minute, if you just said goddamn because you were like, oh, whatever. But to me, the JC is like, if you're an atheist, you're like, you don't believe in him, so why even say his name? So the whole joke was... A few podcasts ago, I said, why don't you replace it with another person who you feel is made up, because I don't feel that JC is made up, but Mike does. And so Mike, I suggested Chris Kringle. And so that's actually a thing. I've said it on stage where,
I don't
preface it. I don't tell people why.
Yeah.
I don't explain it. I just go, oh, Chris Kringle. And people just either get it or they don't.
But I like the K's. I like the Kringle. It's Chris Kringle.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with Super Mario Brothers All-Stars. I'm cheating right now. It's the one that had 1, 2, 3, and World.
That's such a cheat.
On the same thing. Fucking cartridge.
Yeah. That's such a cheap move.
I'm so cheating because I can't pick between Super Mario Bros. 3 and Super Mario World.
Yeah, from Super Nintendo. You're such a fucking cheat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's such a cheat.
I'm working that's around a fucking, the
that's
system.
A loophole. That's a loophole in the system.
Loophole! Alright, so then I'll also say...
The microchip that I installed on my computer that has every single Nintendo game that I ever owned. Yes. Like, that's basically what you're doing.
No, because that was an actual game that you could buy, and it was a cartridge, and it had Super Nintendo games that had everything on.
Continue.
It's one game.
If you would have said Super Mario Brothers, then you would have included Duck Hunt in that as well? Because it came in one cartridge.
No, I'm not talking about that specific cartridge.
Oh, but
I'm talking about the cartridge that I owned.
That's such a fucking loophole, bro.
I know. It's great. I love it. And that's one. Then I will go with Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
That was a big game for me.
That was Ace's. That was my friend Ace's.
I fucking loved that game. I just played it last year again from start to finish. Like, I just played it again. It's awesome. I fucking love it. I struggle to think of a game now that's come out that I want to play as much. Like, even Skyrim. I stopped playing because I didn't appreciate it.
Well, here's the thing. You're older now, so you have real life shit that you got to do.
Right.
Like before, you go to school, you come home at 4 o'clock, and you play all fucking, and you had nothing else to do.
That's true. And then I would go.
And you had no car, so it wasn't like, oh, I could go out with my friends.
Yeah, I was stuck in that age of, you know, where I wanted to fill time with something. And then, God, this one's tough because there's a lot of games that I really like, but I didn't have all the systems. See, I'm sure a lot of people put GoldenEye.
No, nobody did.
Really?
Nobody did. Oh. Great game. Yeah. Awesome game.
I'm surprised at that one, but I wouldn't say, I'm trying to think of like a more modern, because again, I don't have the new systems either. Okay.
So you have two.
For the Dreamcast, I fucking played the Sega or the NFL 2K.
Yeah.
That series, the NFL 2K series. 2K, yeah. That's on there.
That was on a few people's mouth.
That's on there. Okay. And then, so what do I have? The Super Mario Brothers thing. I have Final Fantasy VII. I have Sega. Oh, man. This is a hard one. This is going to be the heartbreaker because I can't. Like, I have like six of them that I'm thinking of. And one of them is.
Mike, you're making his way.
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur?
For the Dreamcast.
Right. So that's your pick. So Soul Calibur. God
damn, I'm gonna get Soul Calibur, mad at the second.
Soul Calibur, the Mario Brothers All Star.
There's a million of them that I know.
Then the NFL 2K, and Final Fantasy VII. So that's your pick. Those are your picks.
My mountain. Right, that's my mountain.
That's your mountain. All right. So I don't know whether to tell you mine first or tell you my friends. I'll tell you mine. Mine was.
Which one do you think is gonna be the most impactful?
Super Mario Brothers 3. God of War 3.
Okay.
Batman Arkham City.
Shit.
And Punch Out.
Ooh, Punch Out. Yeah.
So, you're
talking about Mike Tyson's Punch Out? Like,
yeah, what OG? The fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Not the Super Punch.
Actually,
Super Punch Out was dope. Fucking dope.
Super
also.
Punch Out was dope. Yeah. Every Punch Out, the Punch Out for the Wii, that shit was fucking dope. Like, that shit is dope. Like, all of them. All the Punch Outs, but Mike Tyson's Punch Out, yes, was the one I meant. Mike Tyson's Punch Out replaced for me the NFL 2K because I had NFL 2K originally. And again, this is the only one where I'm like,
ooh. I'm already replacing them in my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already thinking of like the Ninja Turtles, Super Nintendo one, the Turtles in Time. That one was a big one.
That was a good one, dude.
Yeah.
The NES one, one was dope.
The NES one was really hard. I remember I could never beat it.
Well, I could never beat it as a kid. I'll fucking crack that now.
But yeah, you think that, but those games are fucking super twitchy and hard to play.
No, I'll fucking beat it now. I know. Remember the underwater level?
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
That shit was dope.
I could never beat it.
Yeah,
I
shit was
never
dope.
Beat it. But like Turtles in Time was the first game that I played with four players.
Yeah, it was four players. Right.
That was where you could play as.
It's
kind of
like
Turtles.
X-Men.
Yes.
There's an X-Men video game like that.
Yeah.
No, I forgot what it's called.
Oh shit! Marvel versus Capcom. I like the Marvel.
I created Marvel vs. Capcom. I came up with that idea.
You did?
When I was a kid, me and my friends were like, we should do a video game. We should design a video game and send it into the video game people. And me and my friends would draw up fight scenes. And I was like the coordinator because I couldn't draw. So I was like, these are the characters we're going to have.
Storyboard director.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to have Wolverine versus Ryu. And we're gonna have the Hulk versus Zangief, and we're gonna have like I did this. This is before the game came out, and then like 4 years later, the fucking game came out. I was like, that motherfucking mailed it in, without telling me he mailed it in.
You
like
put
I was
it
like,
the universe,
yeah, I put it
and
on
you
the universe.
Fucked yourself.
I to this day I believe that. To this day I believe that I created the Oops Oreo, the fucking Inside Out Oreo.
No.
I called it. I called it the Inside Out Oreo. I called it. I'm like, bro, wouldn't it be cool if there was a chocolate center and the fucking white
the
vanilla cookies? Because I'm a big fan of vanilla cookies. And then my friend was like, yo, no, that's fucking dope. I'm like, yeah, bro, we call it the Inside Out Oreo. And he's like, yo, that is fucking dope. I swear to you, I'm not lying to you. I was working at Carnival Cruising at the time. I had my entire like 6-7 cubicles around me. Everybody was like, yeah, no, I'd buy that. That's a fucking good idea. And then I promise you, maybe 5 years later, it came out. Like, I don't even think it was that long. I think maybe like 3 years later it came out.
Chris Kringle.
And I was like...
Oh, did you say Chris Kringle?
I remember at the time. I remember my fucking friend calling me and telling me at the time. He was there that day at the in the office. And he was there and he called me and he said, dude, I just saw a commercial for the fucking Inside Out Oreo. 3 years later, man. And I was like, you fucking really? I hadn't seen it yet. And he goes, yeah, bro, they're calling it the Oops. I'm like, ah, fucking whack-ass name. What a bullshit name.
You're like, I created
that
this
shit.
Is mine.
It's still my invention. I to this day, Marvel versus Capcom I invented, and I invented the Inside Out Oreo, bro. I didn't invent the exclamation mark, but I invented those motherfucking things, I'm telling you.
Wow.
All right, so my friend's mountains were Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers 3, Madden 04, and Zelda Link to the Past.
Ooh, I missed the entire fucking Zelda series. Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
Link to the Past.
Oh,
the Ocarina in Time was dope as fuck too.
The Ocarina in Time was... Oh, god damn it!
I love watching your reaction, dude.
Oh,
I love watching these reactions. So then my other friend,
my other friend
put, he put Metal Gear.
Oh! Damn it!
Shenmue?
Oh, Shenmue was a game on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, the Dreamcast, that's what he said.
That game, it was cool, but I don't think it's on my mind.
Fantasy Star Online, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about either.
This is nerd heavy game.
Yeah, he's and this is the one that made me go, there's one in every person's mountain made me switch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Punch Out in one of my friends' lists. It was Punch Out, and it made me switch, and it made me go, "Oh no, I gotta take out NFL 2K for Punch Out." That to me, and then when my friend put the Zelda, I go, "Ooh!" And made me like I almost pulled the trigger on changing them, but I'm.
God damn it!
I have Super Mario Brothers 3. God of War 3, I fucking love that game, man. I love that. First of all, that's one of my. I think that is my favorite franchise.
I've heard it's amazing. I played the first one, and it was awesome, and I didn't own it.
Part two was better.
I didn't have enough
part
time.
Part two was better. I played part two first.
Oh, wow.
So I was late to that party also. I played part two first. Then I went back and played part one, not on the PlayStation 2, but on the PlayStation 3 before Part 3 came out.
Because they had the download,
they had,
right?
No, they had the... You could buy on one disc. You could buy Part 1 and Part 2 for $20. And I'm like, I'm fucking down.
Yeah,
I'm
dead. Yeah, yeah.
So then I bought that one. And so I played Part 1. I played Part 2 again. And I played Part 3. Zelda. I'm telling you, the fucking game is dope. So Zelda, as much as I wanted to change, I go, I can't. And then Arkham City, god damn, it's fucking great. So I can't... I'm happy with my picks.
I can't play that.
I'm happy with my picks, but I'm like, all right.
Arkham Asylum was fucking great, though.
Arkham Asylum was great, but Arkham City's better.
I know.
When's your birthday? What the fuck? Did you get your income tax yet?
Yeah, I used it.
Buy your fucking PlayStation.
I'm using it to say I'm going to travel. I'm going to go on a trip.
Right.
So I'm using it for other things. I'm trying not to spend it on things.
Just go. I'm telling you, man. Go online and buy
it. Get for $200.
Get an ex-girlfriend. But you can get an ex-girlfriend that sells it for $200 with like 6 games.
I know. I haven't found any of those, man. But email me when you see those.
But I haven't seen them in a while. But I mean, I haven't looked for them in a while.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. But it's on Craigslist. They're on Craigslist. So and then here's the one on this list that made me change. So he had Shenmue, Metal Gear, Phantasy Star Online, Super Contra.
Ooh!
Up, down, left, right.
Yeah,
left, right.
Yeah.
BA. Oh my god.
That one hurts. Contra.
I'm like,
fucking
Yeah. So Contra hurts me.
This is the toughest mountain ever. I don't put it in the category.
This is tougher than TV sitcoms.
That's not on my mountain. Contra's not on my mountain. But Contra is. On the path leading to my mountain.
Oh, shit. All right.
It's there, man. That's a big... Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
But that was one of those games that was also, like, I was not into because of this, like... I don't know. Like, I loved that game, and my brother and I, we would play it, and it was really hard. Remember that game?
Yes.
Really hard.
Yes.
Like, you could not get past certain points if you did not know the Konami code.
Yeah.
You could not beat that game without knowing the up, up, down, down, left, right. There's just no way.
I want to own that shirt. There's a shirt that has the code. I want
to
own that shirt.
The Konami code. Like, there's websites that if you go to and you press that, and, like, but if you push, like, different keys, like, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA... It does something. Like, it opens something. There's websites.
Magical.
I want to get everywhere.
If you're a web designer, get at me. I want my website to do that.
I
want my website to do that. If you do that to my website, I want to give you like a free T-shirt. I'll give you a free T-shirt.
Whatever it is.
That'd be dope.
Oh my goodness. But I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you right now, the ones that are making me hurt right now are Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time was fucking the shit.
Yeah,
bro.
And the later ones I haven't played,
so I can't say.
The Wii ones I played a little bit, but I never really got into the story of the Twilight Princess one. I didn't play the new one. The Wind Waker one I heard was amazing. The one that it looked like a cartoon.
Yeah.
That one, I love that shit.
You know? I haven't played the ones on Wii, but I just haven't played them. But
Ocarina of Time was like a point in my life. That was my summer.
Before Ocarina of Time and after Ocarina of Time. When did your parents split up? Well, I know it was before Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time. So it was like...
My dad bought me Ocarina of Time because they were getting divorced.
Right.
I measured...
It's a point of reference.
Not that I remember them getting divorced.
I remember that. I remember I had fun.
I remember I couldn't get that fucking song out of my head. I still can't. Like, every once in a while, I'll just be like... And now everyone listening to this right now is... pissed at me.
What was the song that you had on hold? What was the hold music that you put on last for the green room one?
Because
you were like, try to get that song out of your head, and I was like, that song is not stuck in my head at all.
That's the song from Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If I would have known that, I think it would have been stuck in my head more.
But
I didn't know that, so I was like, I remember you texting me and you were like, it's stuck in your head. I'm like, not really.
I got it stuck in my head because I had to fucking edit the
thing. Yeah, you had to edit so much.
And I had to find the spots where they would fit in. So I was just like, and then it would cut.
My brother's good at like, you know, video editing and shit like that. And when he did it in high school, and he did it when it was like, it was a nerdy thing to be in TV production.
Now everybody's got
iMovie and you can just do that. But he did it when it was like TV production, and like it was a nerdy thing to be in the TV production club. And my brother told me, like, when I started, like, you know, fiddling around with video editing, he said, don't ever edit a song that you like. Because you'll gain to hate it. You'll just fucking learn to hate it.
That's why a lot of, like, recording artists that do reproduce their own music, eventually they fucking hate the songs that they recorded because they had to sit there and find every piece of the nuance of that song. By the end of it, it's like, that's not even my song anymore. It's just some shit that I recorded.
Yeah, it's just some fucking noises that I edited together. Man. Not music anymore, man. I think this is the hardest mountain.
I stand by my mountain.
But it was a hard mountain. I stand by my mountain, but
am
it
I
was just...
To, am I allowed to... You retracted a one.
Yeah.
Only one? You only changed?
Yeah, the only one I changed was I had NFL 2K and I changed it to Punch-Out. That's the only one that I changed.
Man, I don't know which one I'd take out. I'd take out Soul Calibur and I'd put Ocarina of Time there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur. Yeah, I would take out Soul Calibur.
I loved fighting, but I was big. Oh, shit. I just thought of another one. Damn it.
You should see Mike's face light up. Oh, shit.
Killer Instinct.
Oh. That's the fucking cat from Puss in Boots.
But even like, bro, like there's so many. Like fighting games alone, I could have my...
Final Fight was dope, remember that?
Yes, a big dude. I could literally have a mountain of fighting games. Because I loved fighting games.
Yeah.
And I could have a mountain of RPGs.
I love fighting games, but to put them on a mountain, the only ones that would, to me, would be Street Fighter 2. The original,
right?
Not the Street
Fighter.
They made so many Street Fighters 2s. Why not just make Street Fighter? Why not just make? It was Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2. It was Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition. It just got fucking ridiculous. I was like, come on!
Everyone wanted to unlock the characters. That was the thing. Is that they like? Oh, that's where all of that shit started. Where you could play as a million different people, and now you look.
You know what I hated is that the Bruce Lee character in that.
Yeah, Fei Long.
Whatever, he fucking was whack.
I love it. He was my favorite guy.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was like weak. I'm like, I expected you to be fucking.
No, it's
harder.
That he's fast.
Yeah,
everybody uses the strongest punches.
I use the medium guy.
You gotta mix them up.
Oh, I don't know. I use that. You know, there's always like the big strong guy, like Zangief.
Yeah.
And then there's like the real fast person. Usually a chick, the real fast one, right?
Right. Usually.
I usually go with the Ryus, with the ones in the middle. Give me strength. Give me a combination of strength and speed.
But in the fight,
it's either too fast. It's either really fast and not strong, or really strong but really fucking slow.
Right, and then you have to like.
Killer Instinct I liked for a hot minute, but I wouldn't put that on a mountain.
Killer Instinct was on my mountain because that was the one that. But again, it was not a home game thing. I would go to the arcade to play it.
Ah, that's funny. To me, Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat 2, those are the ones where I'm like, yeah, those are my mountains.
You want me to blow your mind?
Yeah.
I just read that they're going to make, that there are talks that the Nintendo is making. You know how they rehashed all their Mario stuff and they did Mario Sunshine and Mario Galaxy? They're actually going to do a straight Super Mario Brothers 4.
I've been asking for that for years.
I'm like, I hope it's what I am imagining.
Can I used to, I used to subscribe, like, my
Super
brother
Mario 3 again.
Yeah.
Like a continue, like a direct sequel to Super Mario Brothers 3.
No, it won't be. It would be Super Mario Brothers World.
Super Mario World was a separate thing.
No, with Yoshi. That's the one you got to you got to continue that.
That would be cool, but they had Yoshi.
They're going to take out Yoshi.
I loved Super Mario World 2 with the it was the baby Mario, and then the Yoshi had all the different stuff.
The one for the Wii was pretty cool too. Paper Mario.
Paper Mario was actually really cool.
It was actually really fun.
But they have not made a
My brother likes that. My wife likes that game.
Yeah, it's a good game. There's a lot. Mario is like the quintessential video game. He's Mario.
I had Luigi's for the Nintendo 64 GameCube. I bought the GameCube and I bought Luigi's.
Like a Ghostbuster.
He's a Ghostbuster. It was fun. I mean, but it was just. It's a GameCube.
Yeah, I know.
It was on a GameCube, so.
But I'll tell you right now that I would love to see that straight. You know, like you used to walk. You have the world map, and you click, and you go, and then it's a 2D thing, and like I just love that gameplay element of.
Yeah.
So they're making they registered.
So I've been, here's the thing, I'm not getting my hopes up.
The domain Super Mario 4.
I'm not getting my hopes up.
There is a SuperMario4.com owned by Nintendo.
Okay,
so,
but I'm not getting my hopes up until it's done.
Yeah. Well, so,
and, like, you can't. For me, 15 years, shame on me. For me, another year, shame on you. So no, I'm not getting my hopes up. But yeah, fighting games for me is an easy mountain because. Although I liked a lot of them and I played a lot of them a lot, for me to be on a mountain, you gotta be one of those game changers. It's gotta be one of those, like, it changes the genre. And the ones that changed the genre were Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And Street Fighter 2. Those are the ones that changed the genre. Other than that, I'm like,
I would throw the Tekken and the Virtual Fighter in
Tekken
there.
Tekken to me was, again, it's just like, it was too, and look, I bought it. I had it with the original PlayStation.
Right. I had Tekken like 1, yeah, 2, and 3.
And I bought it, but it was just, it looked too much like anime. And I couldn't pronounce some of their names, and I was like, you lost
me. It's very Japanese. Like, fighting games for a while became very Japanese.
Yeah. So. But anyway, so that's
a great fucking.
You gotta go to the bathroom again.
I do.
Look at you doing a.
I made it very far into the podcast without having to pee.
It's a minute and an hour and 29 minutes.
I made it almost to the end.
Almost. All right, so let's take a quick pause before this guy pisses on my floor, and I would piss
my pants first.
That's not
better. I know. That's not better at all. That's not better.
Ladies, he's single. Jump on it.
How do I incorporate my small bladder into my dating rap?
All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
I gotta be honest, I don't watch Parks and Rec.
Dude, it's so fucking great.
I
never watched Parks and Rec, and then I was flipping through Netflix because my boy hooked me up with his email and password.
Yep.
So I gave him my Hulu Plus password, and so I was flipping through it, man, whatever.
Are you hooked now, for real?
Me and my wife started watching it last week. Season 1, episode 1, whatever. Yeah, right. Whatever. We watched season 1, season 2, and season 3 throughout all of last week. And we are now at season 4, which is not on Netflix because it's the current season, but Hulu Plus coming in clutch. So,
wow.
Yeah,
man.
We watched. Like, season 1 has like 7 episodes, so that's not really that impressive to watch every episode of season 1, but season 2 has like 24 episodes, and season 3 has 17 episodes, so you watch.
Wow, man, that's a lot. See, that's a lot of fucking television.
It's really fucking good.
I'm trying to keep up with...
I'm telling you, it's like The Office good.
I love The Office. I gotta give it another chance. I just have too many fucking shows. Start from the beginning.
You gotta start from. I try to give it a chance. I try to give the Parks and Rec show a chance.
Yeah.
A few years ago, but it was like, I was just, oh, I watched this new episode that just came out, and I'm like, it's not the same.
You gotta watch it from the beginning. Because
you gotta you gotta know the characters. You gotta know, like, you know what I mean? So if you're in the middle of a story, like, you're like, why did this person, why is that funny? And they do callbacks to previous shit that they've done.
Right, like, I was watching, I was listening to a podcast, and it was talking about, like, the Nerdist podcast, and they had a writer on there, and he was talking about, like, when a show really hits its stride. Oh. It's because you know the characters already.
Yeah.
And then the writers know the characters already, so they write for the character as opposed to write to create the character.
Right.
So and now the stories, they don't have to explain shit, they just know it already.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
And you know it too. You're aware it
as,
like The Office now. I love The Office. And people have said it's not as good now since Steve Carell.
I disagree.
It's still fucking hilarious.
I disagree. It's still clicking on all cylinders. I think it's great.
Ed Helms is amazing.
I'm not going to be one of those guys that's just like, oh, it's better. Like, it's not better, but it's not worse. It's really good.
It's still The Office.
It's just
as good. I was worried. It's that it wasn't going to be
The Office. Worried because I know that what made that. I always knew, being a comic, I always knew what made that show was the writing.
Yeah.
I always knew that. Like, I was late to that party also, but I caught up just like I caught up now with Parks and Rec, I'm going to catch up in the next few days.
Right.
Me and my wife watched every episode of The Office, and while they were on season 4, we watched season 1, 2, and 3. And 4, like, we just caught up within a matter of 2 weeks. We watched every episode of The Office.
You want to know? And now, do you get sad when you actually catch up? That shit kind of makes me mad.
A little bit, because now you gotta wait. Even now, like, when we went from watching it on Netflix, watching seasons 1 through 3 on Netflix, and then watching season 4 on Hulu. There's commercials on Hulu. Granted, there's 2 commercials. They're 30 seconds each, so it's not like a full. Yeah. It's not like real commercials, but. Even then, it's like, it's not the same. I just want to fucking watch. Because now you're watching it almost as if it's a movie. You're watching.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You're watching the story.
I mean, I don't have too much of that.
I've watched every episode of House. We watched that same summer. We watched every episode of House. Caught up every single episode.
See.
The last season of House, with this season that's going on, which is
Fox finale, right?
Fox announced that it's going to be the series finale. We started watching. We watched the first 2 episodes. And then we got distracted or whatever, and then Fox announced, I have them all recorded on DVR, and then Fox announced that it's going to be the last season.
Man.
So then now I don't feel obligated to watch them on DVR because I'm going to buy the DVD anyways.
Right.
So I'm just going to wait for the season.
Well, my thing is that when
that's a great show.
House is a great show too. House is one of those shows that I can now catch up with and watch, like, on, if it's on.
Dude, I'm telling you, I watch. It's one of those. You know what's good about House? Because every episode is a different case.
Right.
Every episode can be a standalone episode. But however, there's backstories to the recurring characters that even though every episode can be a standalone episode, when you watch every episode, again, it's just one of those things like we were talking about. We just said about Parks and Rec and every other show. We watch Parks and Rec now, and we go, that character has changed. Like, we could see the evolving.
Things grow. And people say that, you know what's fucked up? Like, people say that comedies are not, like, it's less.
They don't take it as serious. They think it's less of an art.
But there's so much more character development in these, like, especially in The Office and in those kind of comedies, those really well-written comedies. Where there's like character development and stories than progress, more so than you get in like a 2.5 Men or.
Well, it depends what, because if you do a 2.5 Men, like Frasier had real character development in Frasier.
Yeah,
Frasier. Like, I saw again. That's another show that I saw every single episode of. I've seen every episode of Frasier, and you see real character development. Again, granted, he's a fucking psychiatrist, so there should be growth. But
like, there's of course also to keep stories fresh, things have to change. Like, you can't just do the same stories. But it's a lot of shows it feels forced, but like when the show is really well written, you could kind of you see it and then you're like, oh wow, yeah.
It also helps when it's a show that you can't, like, the suspension of disbelief is that it's an actual real people, mm-hmm. as opposed to like, hey, I'm a colonel in the, like, all right, shut the fuck up.
Like, when The Office came out, I remember I was dating a girl that at the time, and she was like, it's just, I don't like it. Like, it's, what is it, a documentary? Like, it's made to look like a real thing? What is that? Right.
And it took me a while to get around. Like, it took me a while to get around to it. I got to be honest with you. I didn't come around for a while. I was like, nah, whatever. I didn't get the dry humor. I didn't watch it from the beginning. That's when you got it. You got it. Fall in love with the characters.
I kind of don't watch anything now unless I go back to the beginning and I really want to watch it. Like, that's how, man, I got fucking hooked on Game of Thrones that way.
Game of Thrones, I saw the first three episodes and it just took fucking long.
That's
the same way I feel about Spartacus. Saw the first two episodes and I was like, holy fuck. It feels as if it's a wannabe 300.
It is. That's what it really bothers me. It has its own things. I liked it as a... I thought of it as like a homage or something to 300. Like, I saw it like it's a shout out or like inspired by, but it had its own story and it had lots of murders.
My friend who is a huge fan of that show told me the first four episodes are like that the same way.
They get way better.
And he told me the same thing, but I'll see if I get into that show.
But that's the thing, is that now I've found so many shows that I like. Like, I want them to end. Like, I really want the shows that I love. Like, I would love to end a show so that I can be like, I've seen all of this. They tied it up. Like, I don't want a show to get canceled. I want a show to choose to end.
Right, to choose to end.
I appreciate that so much more, like, when someone writes it, like, they just choose to end the show. Like, the ending of Cheers. Like, people still talk about, like if you talk to somebody about the end of MASH, the end of Cheers, the end of all these shows.
Right.
Because they chose to end them, not because they got canceled. Seinfeld was a huge one.
Seinfeld, in my lifetime, that as far as, you know, Cheers, I watched as a kid, and it was still funny to me, but I was still a kid.
Right. You didn't fully understand.
But Seinfeld was the one where I was like, I'm a teenager, I'm 17 years old, I know what the fuck is happening.
Right.
So it was...
It's such that a part
was,
of your...
That was the first show that I was like, oh man, it's ending. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter because, you know, it went on for so long and reruns.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Glee, they're in their senior year, those kids... Like, how do they continue the story?
Oh my God. Like, you know what? Here's my suggestion for that. You know what would be really great? It would be really great if they had a school shooting and killed those motherfucking kids.
What?
Wouldn't that be a phenomenal fucking series finale? Like, some Asian kid comes up in a fucking trench coat and just does a Virginia Tech and just fucking shoots them up. But he does it with music in the background. Mikey fucking sings along with it. And
I'm gonna shoot you.
And I'm gonna shoot you. Shoot you. Pop, 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 pop.
That's fucking
pop, horrible. Pop a cap in your ass. Pop, 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 pop. And he's like, whatever. And then
people are like, wow, this number's got a lot of energy. Plop, plop, plop. Oh, I'm dead.
Pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop.
Like, he shoots with the rhythm of the music.
Oh, it'd be like real hip hop.
It'd be like
shit.
That MIA song.
It'd be like a little hip hoppy shit. It'd be like,
bah, all bah, I want to do is, you know, what's that with the gun clicks and the clocking? What's that song? I'm not a hip hop guy.
That's not a hip hop song either.
What is it? It's a chick rapper.
Yeah, that's.
Who the fuck is it? I just said it. MIA, right? It's MIA? I'm not wrong.
So. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know who it is.
But that song's not hip hop.
No, whatever it is, there's gun noises in that. That would be the one that Glee chooses as quote unquote hip hop.
You just assumed that it was hip hop, did you?
Isn't it? That's gotta be like rap or something.
No,
she raps in the song.
Like a poppy. So what? So the NSYNC fucking rapped. Yeah, they call NSYNC
those guys hip-hop. Were thugs, man.
Thugs. The fuck out.
Straight from O-Town.
Hey, Justin Timberlake's Twitter. Pretty funny. He put hashtag things you'll never hear me say, and he puts, man, I wish I would have saved those NSYNC costumes.
Wow.
And it's like, that's funny, man. That's
I had a friend of mine that had the worst taste. Like, because I was a metalhead, you know, I like rock and roll, and I listened to some hip hop and I enjoyed it. Like, back in when I was in high school, like Nas, All You Need Is One Mic. Like, that shit was cool.
That shit was dope.
Right. Like, I appreciate good hip hop. But then, my friend, I always had, like, he always wanted to be the biggest thug. Like, he always concerned about being a badass. He fought, you know. And then he'd be like, we turn around in his car and he has like Spice Girls and NSYNC.
See, but I listen to
Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys way better than NSYNC. I'm like,
I disagree.
What?
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Exactly.
I disagree wholeheartedly. You know why? Because I'm not a ballads guy. I know dudes, like, I have a friend of mine who used to sing and he loves ballads. He appreciates
it. It's different if you're a musician or you're a singer. But he tried to be hard.
Like, this dude bought one of his first Blu-rays was the Celine Dion Blu-ray. And this dude would force you, like, you would go over his house and be like, look, bro, look at the fucking quality of this. And he's like, listen to that clap, bro, listen to that voice. And he would point to his neck. He's like, bro, listen to that voice. Like, and I'm like, we don't give a f-. And we were, like, looking around. And there's only so much you can make fun of. There's only so much you can make fun of somebody to their face. before you feel like a dick, and then
he just doesn't get it.
Yeah, afterwards, we're like, look, man, let's just make fun of him behind his back, and let's just be like, bro, did he fucking have you like? And we all shared the Celine Dion Blu-ray story, but none of us were in the room together. Like, and he did it with each one of us,
like individually.
Like, look, listen to this, and we were like, I don't give a fuck.
He's like right, the guy, bro, from just, American Psycho, yeah, where like, he's like, bro, Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah, let's just go, man. We gotta go. Are you ready? Bro, we gotta go to this party, bro. Fucking listen, bro. Listen to that voice, bro. Bro, nobody could do that. That fucking
note.
In all fairness, he went to the Celine Dion concert.
Celine Dion's an amazing singer.
In all fairness, I don't give a fuck.
Like, exactly. That's who cares.
Who gives a shit? Like, it's I don't care. I really don't care. Are you kidding me? The fucking Marlins lost to the fucking Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
5-0. Shit. You fucking suck. Anyways.
Wow, I'm fucking. Wow, you got like so angry at your friend for liking Celine Dion.
Yeah,
no, but I'll tell you right now.
But I'm angry at the fact that we're like, come on, man, we're 17, 18 years old. We're making fun of you. This is what's happening. It's happening right now.
Well, I also.
We're 24. You bought the Blu-ray. Now we're making fun of you again. Oh, we're 27. You went to the concert. We're still making fun of you, man.
Motherfucker likes Celine Dion. Like, man, get off his ass. I'm the same way. Look, because I have my own taste in music. Like, not a lot of people don't like the music that I like. I listen to metal and like I listen to like other like I listen to fucking bluegrass. You know, like country bluegrass music. I fucking love. I like my own weird eclectic tastes. From Frank Sinatra to Korn. You know, like whatever it is.
Right.
But so, and I used to listen to a lot of ska music. I don't know. Do you know what ska music is?
Yeah, I know ska music. Ska music. My friend put it best. He used to be in a ska band.
Yes.
And then I'm like, what's ska? And he was like, and then he started like telling me, explaining to me what it was. And then I put, is that like No Doubt? And he was like, it's like what No Doubt was supposed to be.
Yes, exactly.
That's the way he put
perfect.
It.
And yeah, I go, okay, exactly okay. Right. But I used to listen to ska, and then my friend, the guy who previously we've established listens to like had the Spice Girls all their albums, and he fucking loved the Backstreet Boys over NSYNC, and he had like
that's weird.
Yeah. Like he and keep in mind, like we're like
it's just I like the fact that I'm like that's weird.
Yeah,
NSYNC clearly better.
The barge, the shit.
The barge is well. I like NSYNC a lot. I'm not a ballads guy, so I'm like I appreciate a ballad, but I don't want a whole album full of ballads, and that's basically what NSYNC was. Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys was the opposite of NSYNC in the sense of NSYNC had like a couple ballads in an album. And the rest were poppy, like upbeat music. And
people make fun of me.
Backstreet Boys.
The point is that we were in the car one day. And I'm playing like you know we would burn CDs and shit,
I like the fact that you mimed with your hand the CD shape, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's what a CD. Okay, a CD. I get it.
Remember?
It is. Okay, all right, CD.
Okay, so I burned a CD. You know, mix CD of all.
I get it. You burn a CD,
but it's got a weird mix of stuff. And all of a sudden, I had like some guitar. Like I listened to a lot of guitar stuff, like Steve Vai and Joe Satriani. These are like really like those virtuoso meedly guys, like meedly. And then
how?
Wee, you know, like that shit. And then instantly it cut to like this other song with ska music. It was like poppy punk with horns in it. And my friend's like, "What are you listening to? This shit's fucking gay." And I'm like, "Said the guy who has Spice. If you wanna be my lover,
hey,
you gotta get
that's with." That's a dope ass song.
Fuck you. No. If you wanna be a badass and you wanna be hard, you do not have that blasting and at your $3,000 stereo system.
And that's where you.
He loved like Christina Aguilera, yeah. Like and played Genie in a Bottle.
I like
car.
That shit too.
I'm not saying you don't
difference.
Bump that in a $3,000. You're trying to be a thug.
I'm down with that too. I'm down with all of that. Here's the difference between your friend and me. I never claimed to be a thug. Like,
exactly.
Like, I'm not a thug. I don't claim to be a punk and watch Glee either, but I'm not claiming like I'm down for
the last Glee episode was their Whitney Houston tribute episode. It was phenomenal.
Did they do a scene in with a bathtub?
No. Oh,
singing from the bathtub,
like Kris Kringle that got me for a second. I could not.
You were like,
I was like, what?
Bathtub. Why would?
Oh. Sweet Kris Kringle. Holy crap.
This is one of my favorite jams when I was a kid. I remember this is my thug years.
Yo, roll the dice, man. Roll the
Yes. But you can bump this and pretend to be a thug. You cannot bump Spice Girls and pretend to be a thug. From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the JZA, old dirty bastard. Inspector Deck, Raekwon, the chef. You gone, go face killer. Oh, buffering.
It did buffer. I'm going to let that shit fucking buffer out and ride. Because that's
going to that be the closing. We'll close the show, close with, the show that shit. With that.
Yeah, man. I've liked everything from hip-hop to NSYNC to country. I can never really get into it, even though there's been a couple country songs. Sure. There's a country song that my daughter, who's about to turn 6 months soon, she listens to and she smiles. You could tell. And even
like she enjoys the tune.
Even at 3 months, you could tell like that. Like she was one day where she was being real cranky and she was constipated and she was like really cranky. My baby's a really happy baby. She doesn't really cry.
Yeah, unless she's very giggle. I call her giggles.
She, she really doesn't cry unless she's hungry or sleepy. And so do I. Or she's constipated.
Apple not far from the tree situation. Not far.
Right. Or she's constipated, and my wife plays a song by Keith Urban, and she puts it on, and my daughter, even at 3 months old, was
she like, just likes it.
Like she loves that.
It's already just developing taste. That's awesome. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, it's there's a couple of country songs that I've liked throughout the years, but I can just never get really heavy into the genre enough for me to say, oh yeah, that's
I'm like that with hip hop. I like that with hip hop because I don't think I just don't like the writing. Like for some, like anything popular, the writing, I'm just like, it's very cheesy. I find it very easy, like very simple, and I
depends. It depends which kind of hip hop. Like if you listen to Eminem, that's a fucking lyrical genius.
I like Eminem. I don't like all of Eminem's shit, but he's so fucking clever and smart.
Really smart.
Not like cheesy clever. Not like all up on my skin like lotion. Not that, because that's just
the commotion. Oh my god!
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like.
Yeah, you're talking about Wu-Tang. That's a song right there.
No. I'm talking about fucking Lil Wayne and what's that? I'm call me Fred Flintstone because I'm gonna make it Bedrock. That's
I call it more R&B than
it's
hip-hop,
too punny for me. Like it's too punny even for me.
But that was when I first heard that line. Like you could call me Mr. Call me Mr. Flintstone because I'm gonna make it Bedrock. Whatever the fuck. Whatever. We're massacring the horrible line.
Yes.
But I remember hearing that when I heard it the first time. I go, oh, that shit, that's just clever. And then you heard it 1,000 times because local radio stations love to play 1,000 fucking the same song 1,000 times.
I would love to. That might be a bit that I'm gonna do where I'm just gonna read Lil Wayne lyrics on stage.
Fucking hack. Don't.
I know, but like
every
comic.
I'm so pissed off at it. Ugh. God.
I'm so mad at it. Like, I'm genuinely pissed off. I'm like, oh, I got you running back and forth. Soccer team, shut the fuck up. Really? Soccer? Like, that's not even trying. It's like, yeah, soccer teams run back and forth.
This was a point of my life where I could go, I remember when this song came out, there's everything before this and everything after this.
I don't know this.
How the fuck do you not know this?
I'm not.
Listen to the words. Forget about the fucking. You don't know this?
This music sounds like you're gonna try and fuck me now.
Yeah! Lock the door.
Oh shit! I'm suddenly a brain! Put your clothes back on. Mary, please.
This song is a shit.
You're a married man.
There is before
that would,
sweat.
That's what would be wrong with the situation. Yeah. If you were taking your clothes
you're
off.
Married,
you're married, man.
Yeah. How about living in sin? How about that? Let the tweets begin. This song, I remember listening to, and the reason why I played this song now, for those of you listening, is because Keith Sweat, I put up Keith to pull up Keith Urban.
And I just, like, fuck
and,
it.
I, and I go, Keith Sweat, that's a great, because the Keith Urban song.
This is baby making music.
Yeah, this is, baby yeah, this is the shit that you go, if you make this CD, if you come back to my house, and you listen to this CD, there's a CD on with this song. We're fucking. That's a sign right there.
I'm gonna get you twisted.
That's And then the other one that he had, the other hit, was, woo! Girl! You better be, at this point, you're already taking off your clothes.
That's yeah, like, you, like, not even, if you don't even want to, you're just like, why am I, I'm taking, my clothes is coming yes. off of my body. I wanna be
new. What? Damn.
I wanna show you.
You listen to Slow Jams with Mary. Slow Jams with Mary Signs.
This is the Power Love Hour. I want your
body. With DJ Death.
Yeah.
The Power Love Hour. Sending out love to all you. I want you to holler.
What?
Won't you grab your girl? Hold her close. And listen to the sweet sound. Listening to Keith Sweat.
Wearing her Wonder Woman
wearing
costume.
Wearing her Wonder Woman costume. To the event, who gives a fuck at this point?
My fucking abs are hurting, dude. I started working out again. And my fucking abs are hurting. What?
Yeah. For me and you. Don't make that WooBro listener hit the high note. So
and the fucking old one.
I'm gonna freak you.
Whoa. That was just fucking blunt. Like, listen, let's cut this bullshit.
Yeah. Listen, what's up, bro, listener? Take your panties off now. I have a dick and you have a vagina. We are gonna put them together.
It's bleeding. Who cares? Turn around.
It's time for me to pound the red skull.
This is
a new character.
I was my wife told me about her friend, her best friend.
I should be a hot 105.
Her best friend being at a what?
I'm sorry, your wife's best friend. Yeah.
She. I can't tell the story with a heart on at the same time. Oh. You know, there's so much listening to this going, shut up, guys! Let me hear the song! I want to hear the song, bro! Oh, all right, shut the fuck up, stop talking, stop laughing!
Oh, Kris Kringle! Oh. I'm not even gonna say Kris Kringle anymore. Whenever, instead of saying GD, I'm gonna say Keith Sweat!
You can just say Jodeci. This is Jodeci.
No, but I like.
Yeah.
No, Jodeci is good.
This is Jodeci with it.
Keith Sweat was better. I'm a bigger.
Yeah, because this is blunt. Like, this is like. This is not even trying to be clever with this shit. Like, the name of the song is Freaking You.
Yeah.
Like, this is. Like, we can't call it Fucking You because that's not playable on the radio. So.
Yeah.
We can probably call it Freaking You.
What era would you say? Is this 90?
That's got to be early 90s, yeah. Early 92, 93, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
All right, that's when it was like middle school dances and like middle school parties.
That wasn't
middle school,
that was high school, man.
For 92?
No, it wasn't. It had to be, I mean.
No, that's middle school, dude.
No, that wasn't middle school. I'll look it up, but I'm telling you.
Maybe it was. God, I don't even know. Alright, this is.
No, Freaking You was 95, bro.
95? Oh, because it was like freshman year of high school.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's why I was like, were you that creepy dude that went back to the middle school dances?
Huh?
You know, there was always that one creepy dude. Remember that one creepy
Don't
dude?
Don't judge me!
That one creepy dude, he was really cool. He was like the real cool guy, and he couldn't just let go of his coolness.
That was in my. Because I went to a private school.
It was
K through 12.
Oh.
So it's just separate. But the middle school was just across the way, and there were a couple of the creepers that would go. But, well, in my school, you didn't really, like, there was.
How long, did you go back to your high school? How long?
I've never been back there.
After the day you graduated, you've never been back?
I don't want to be a dick, but fuck that school.
I went back that next year, I went back, and I hung out a little bit, because I still had friends there. But I wasn't a creeper, like, I'm going to go there to hang out with chicks, and fucking, like, I was still fat. So even, like, hey, I'm a college dude, like, yeah, you're a fat college dude.
Put the music back on, because I'm picturing you pulling up to high school in the early 2000s, jamming some fucking Keith Sweat. But hit it.
Which one, Keith Sweat or Jodeci?
Keith Sweat. I like Keith Sweat. It's a little more subtle. You don't want to be out there scaring the high school girls. You're like, I'm gonna get freaking with
you. You don't want to like, that guy's fucking crazy.
You
want
to scare them off.
You don't want to scare off the high schoolers. There's some Keith Sweat. We're sexy.
There was one song where I'm trying to remember, like, this is the one I would just pull up in my fucking mom's station wagon.
Yeah, you're like,
and go, what's up, girl?
Hey, girls.
I have a driver's license.
What?
That I just got last week.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
You told me secrets that
what?
You never told us. So
yeah.
You were so nervous.
This is before Facebook, so you ain't told nobody.
Yeah, you can. before everybody had a camera phone.
Yeah. So what?
You just pull up and you just be like, girl, you're mature for your age.
Girl.
You can't deal with these high school boys.
Can't
what
even,
you need is a man.
What you need is a man.
This is the creepiest fucking thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know like, why. Yeah. I never understood. There were some guys that did that shit.
All the fucking time, and it worked.
Yes.
And every time I'd be trying to get into a chick in my car, I'm dating a guy that's in college, and he just wants to fuck you. I want to do the same thing, but I'm not front about it.
Yeah. I want to do the same thing, but it's not illegal.
Yeah.
That's exactly the difference.
You know what's funny? In high school, I was like the sappy romantic dude, like really fucking sappy. That I was like, I want a relationship with you. It's all shit. Mike, you know the funny thing is, we can make a video better than this.
I know.
This video is so horrible.
I just noticed it's a fucking horrible video.
This video, the DeBarge video was better than this shit. That's so.
The DeBarge video, look, I'm not knocking that song. That song, that guy is ridiculous. The video is ridiculous.
No, but the video.
The video is great, but the whole era.
But
is
that
ridiculous.
Video, that's not the video. Like, if you watch The Last Dragon, they play a video, but it's just a dude singing on the big screen, like on all the monitors in the background,
right,
like
right.
A wall of monitors, and you go, that's a dude, and that's why I said that.
Oh.
But it was a different video. Like, it wasn't like they just showed lightning bolts in the background, and you know. Showing in this fucking video.
Yeah, it's really just blue screen, green screen. Yeah, look at that. They're floating in the sky.
They're not even, that doesn't even make any sense. They're not even on the water. There's one dude on the water, the other dudes are walking in the sky. Like, it's not even, like, look, we got green screen technology. This is bullshit.
Alright, you've ruined the magic of As Yet for me.
Girl, what? Yeah. What, you like my mom's station wagon? That's what I'm talking about, girl. What? Did I ever tell you a story? Did I ever tell you about
the back?
Did I ever tell you about my mom's station wagon?
No.
It was a Cutlass Supreme. Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. My mom, she had it painted, right? And the guy that she had it painted was like one of our next door neighbors that he had like one of those like fucking illegal paint shops.
Like
and
a
shit.
Chop shop?
Yeah. And I whenever you say chop shop, I think of like I think of the Eddie Murphy movie, the Beverly Hills Cop. When
two.
He's like, yeah, when he's like, I'm here for the legal chop shop. And it's like,
yeah,
that's not
yeah.
What, they're not really smuggling drugs. They're just, it's a fucking mechanic shop that, it, you know.
Right,
they
just cut stolen
corners.
Cars. Yeah.
No, they don't do stolen cars. They just.
Oh, you're talking about your.
I'm talking about my mom's.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So she went and got it painted at this neighbor's house, whatever. And they put back the letters of the Cutlass Supreme. But I don't know if you know this. If you take it to a real paint shop, like if you take it to any reputable paint shop,
right?
They order a brand new,
a new set of
letters. Especially if there's not like a background in the back. If it's just the letters actually put onto the vehicle, as opposed to a plate that has the letters inscribed in it,
right.
But if it's just the letters, they purchase.
They're supposed
to. And it's like $23, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Like nothing.
So, this guy doesn't do that because he's not. You know what I mean? He just puts the letters back. But he's in he's of Hispanic heritage and doesn't speak English.
What?
And he put back the letters and some letters broke off and whatever. And instead of saying Cutlass Supreme, Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, it ended up, I don't know how the fuck, don't ask me. It ended up spelling out LaRouge. and that was the name. My friends were like, oh, the LaRouge is here. You didn't need a fucking key to turn the key.
You just
turn it without like the ignition.
The ghettoest of rigs.
The ghetto, but there's no like lock cylinder. That's still the lock cylinder's in there, where you could just turn it without a key and it'd be working
that's
fine.
That's awesome.
And that was a LaRouge. So that's
we're gonna
what,
have to have a car
that's
story.
That's what I would run up on, like listening to As Yet. Like I'm like, hey girl, and
in the LaRouge.
And it was the wooden panel in the middle, and the bright carnival blue fucking blue on the outside of the wooden panel. It was a horrible
fuck
color.
Yeah.
It was a horrible color, and that's what I would roll up to the year after I graduated high school. So like, girl, what? Yeah, like this? Yeah, my seat doesn't, my seat's broken, so it doesn't stand still, so I have a 2x4 holding me up. Yeah. I'm not even joking. All right. That's the shit, girl.
What's up, sophomores?
What's up, girl? What? You don't want those boys? I literally got my license, like, that summer. Like,
yeah, I got my
I was late. That's so funny.
Oh, man, we've hit a lot in this episode today.
Old school, baby. Talk about the old school.
It's all about the old school.
Keeping it real, baby. Keeping it real.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, man, that's I'm going to cut it because at this point, I have a hard-on.
I think we got to end it.
I have a hard-on, and I can't talk to Mike anymore with me with his
this
raging...
This is awkward.
With his raging as-yet Jodeci Keith Sweat boner that I have
gotta,
going on.
We got to end the show with the Wu-Tang.
Oh, the Wu-Tang. All right, so... Thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you guys go to eargasmnetwork.com. Check us out on iTunes. You can either search for What's Up Bro or Woo Bro or Nary Signs. Make sure you check out my website. I pretty much got it done. There's a couple things. There's going to be a couple pictures in there that are supermodels. And it doesn't mean a lot to me. But here's the thing. I need to find like real huge resolution pictures of myself. And if not... Then,
if you have any pictures of Neri performing,
yeah, it'd be great.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. Neri.
So, but everything's there. The video's there. I'm still finishing on my merch page, so you can't buy my T-shirt yet on there. But it's gonna come soon. My contact, my email listing is up. The videos are up. So everything else is up, except that you're gonna see a couple things that don't really belong. Just fucking ignore them. The Twitter's there, and the Facebook is there. At Twitter, at Neri Signs, Mike Mercadal, at Mike Mercadal. You can go to Mike's website, Mike.
Which I just revamped.
The podcast is on there too, by the way.
Yeah.
On my website, on the NeriSigns.com.
It's spread all over.
Yeah, on Mike Mercadal, Eargasm Network, on
Stitcher Radio.
On Stitcher Radio app.
It's Stitcher.com, and you can download it right from their website, or you can do it in the iTunes store.
And you can stream it. So make sure you guys check us out. We're going to go ahead and leave you with one of my favorite of all time, one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time. So thank you guys for checking us out. Peace. And make sure you let everybody know, because that's how winning is done. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.